a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Gap Spray Texture, and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you want to get done around your house. This is our favorite time of the year for projects because it's fall. It's so pleasant outside. It's pleasant inside. You can get pretty much anything done in or out of your house. And if you've got something in mind to take on, but maybe you don't know how to get started, you got a problem you need to solve, you don't know what to do about that, maybe you're stuck in the middle, maybe you got a decor dilemma, and you don't know what color to choose or what goes with what. Well, we've got answers, and we're here to help you get those jobs done. Reach out to us with your questions. Two ways to do that. For the fastest response, go to moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up today, it's the time of year when you'll take on that last round of outdoor cleanings, and a pressure washer can make short work of that project. We're going to share some advice on what you need to know when buying one.
And texture walls and ceilings are popular, but if you have to make a repair to that surface, restoring the original texture is a big hassle. Now there's a quick fix that can restore that surface in minutes. We'll share details just ahead.
And if you're ready for a healthy alternative to the cost and the waste of bottled water, we're going to review water filters that can be installed in your home's plumbing system to deliver great tasting water at a tiny fraction of the cost of buying bottled.
But first, don't you just hate it when you're smack dab in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, that's what we do. We're like virtual WD-40 guys. It doesn't matter what that question is. We are good for 1,001 uses.
And if you reach out with your questions, you'll get an answer, plus a chance at winning a very cool countertop or vanity makeover kit from Deich Coatings. It allows you to roll on a new marble surface. Yes, we said marble, in a single weekend. It retails for $169, but going out to one listener drawn at random. So reach out to us right now with those questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Montana is having some drainage issues with the driveway. Tell us what's going on.
I had my office driveway resurfaced with asphalt, and I thought that the people did a really excellent job until we got a monsoonal rain and all the water was collecting, and I had to leave to go down to Colorado, and I got a frantic phone call from my husband telling me that the water was backing up into the house, and it was like a big pool. And I call the asphalt people, and they're not responding to me.
Well, listen, if they just resurface the driveway, they're not going to do anything to change the pitch.
That's true. They did do it, but they deliberately, supposedly, they had the pitch so that it would drain off into the lawn.
And they didn't quite get that right. So how do you fix that?
Yeah.
If the water is draining down the driveway back towards the buildings, in other words, it's never really draining off to the lawn anywhere, then what you have to do is you have to put a curtain drain in the driveway itself. And in a driveway, basically, it's a job where the driveway is essentially sliced in half. You know, they slice out a chunk of driveway that's maybe 6 inches wide, and you drop this trough into it so that as the water falls down the driveway, it drops into the trough, there's a grate on top, and then it runs out the bottom of the trough. And, of course, that requires some additional plumbing, so to speak, because you have to hook it up to drain pipe to take it to the lowest place on the property to get rid of the water. But that's how you drain a driveway that's not pitched properly. And typically that's put, like, right near the house or right near the garage lip or something like that so that it catches the water, you know, at the lowest possible spot.
So who would I call for something like that, a plumber?
You're going to need a general contractor that can install that for you. I mean, a driveway ceiling company is not going to do it. A general contractor that could do that, you know, it's kind of a handyman project. It's not a difficult project. It's not a really time-consuming project, but you essentially have to cut into that driveway and install a drain. You've got to catch that water, and you've got to manage it, and that's the only way to do it, Susan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We've got Mark on the line now, who's calling in from Illinois about a question for staining fences. And Tom's done a lot of this summer season that's just passed. So what's going on, Mark?
One of my pet projects. Hey, Mark, how can we help?
I'm in a condo association, and we have a few fences to stain or paint that we just replaced a year or two ago. So the wood has just been sort of weathering all this time, and I was curious what the best way to approach this is.
So what's the fence made out of, Mark? Is it pressure-treated lumber? Is it cedar? What is it?
I think it's cedar.
So the first thing you want to do when you've had a fence that's, and by the way, you're doing the right thing, letting it air dry like that for in your case, about a year. I went a different direction for a different reason. But in your case, I think that was a good thing to do. But the thing is, now that it's up there, you're going to have to clean it first because it will have picked up dirt just from the air. It may pick up a little moss or mildew or algae. So you're going to want to use a cleaner and brightener on it. And if you decide what stain brand you want to, you know, pick up, you can probably stay within the same family. So, for example, I used Olympic on a big fence project. I did 72 sections of fencing, so it's a big project. And I used the Olympic Solid Color. It's Olympic Maximum. That's the brand. And I used it because I actually had used this product about, got to be 10 to 20 years ago. And I found the can of this in my basement with all my paint, you know, ready, sitting there ready for touch-ups. And I wanted to figure out what I used on another fence, and it was the same one. And I'm like, okay, this had a good result with, you know, I had 10-plus years of life out of this finish. I'm going to use that. So that's how I got to the Olympic Maximum. And I use solid color on fences always because they last longer. If you use semi-transparent, you have less pigment that's in it. So I use solid color stain. And I clean the sections first. So make sure you use a cleaner or a brightener and then let that dry. And then you can apply the solid color. You're going to need about 2 coats. And depending on the configuration of the fence, you can either spray it if it's got a lot of nooks or crannies, or you can brush it and roll it. But typically it's very hard to brush and roll a fence because it's hard to get to all the different spots you want to get to. So that's how I would approach it. I would use solid color. I'd make sure I clean it first, and I'd probably spray it.
One more question about that. So some people don't like that both sides of the fence are painted. Have you ever left one side, like the inside, like where someone might see it coming out onto their patio?
You want to protect the wood on both sides. You want to protect all the open edges. So I would make sure I got all of those surfaces clean. Otherwise, the fence is not going to last that long. So you're saying they want it just to be natural. They don't want it to be, I don't know what color you're thinking of, white.
Yeah, so inside where the patio would be, some people have asked that not be painted just because they like the natural look, but the outside we painted white on the street side, if you will.
I was going to say you could use a different color stain on the inside, but it's going to be difficult for you to match up stain on one side is darker and stain on the inside is a different color. I mean, it's up to you. I mean, I guess you probably could, but you may have some bleed through. It will definitely be a more complicated job. You could spray the inside like a natural cedar color, for example, which is kind of the color that it becomes when it ages. So you could use a different color on the inside and a second color on the outside, but I definitely feel like you should be treating the fence with a stain. Otherwise, it's just not going to last. Because the stains have UV agents in them that keep it from cracking and checking when it's exposed to the sun, so it kind of protects the wood.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, whether you're cleaning a car, a sidewalk, or a house, a pressure washer is a great go-to tool for outdoor cleaning. We're going to tell you how to choose one that's right for the projects on your to-do list when the Money Pit returns. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from gardening to garages, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. Whatever you guys are working on, give us a call, listen in, do whatever you need, because we are standing by to give you guys a hand. Make sure you follow along with your favorite podcast app at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, if you're thinking about taking on a project to improve the counters or countertops or vanities in your house, there's a new product out from our friends at Deich Coatings. It's called the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. And it lets you create real marbled vein surfaces in a few steps with no special skills needed. You can create pretty much a tough, resilient marble surface with distinct defined veins or one with soft swirling veins. You decide, just roll on your colorful new Marble Dream finish. It's available for $169 at DeichCoatings.com. But we have one kit going out to one listener, drawn at random from those who contact us with a home improvement question. So make that you. Go to MoneyPit.com/ask or call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Jeanette in Colorado's on the line and needs some help with a radiant heating question. What can we do for you?
I would like to know if it would be good to do the radiant floor ourselves or to have someone else do it. Is it going to increase my electric bill quite a bit? And if it is something I could do, what materials would be best to do?
Wow, lots of questions.
Yeah, we only said one question, lady.
All right, so it's the bathroom is the only room in the house that you want to have a warm floor?
Well, for starters, we would like to do it in the kitchen also. But we thought we'd start with the small project as the bathroom.
And what kind of a house do you have? Is it a ranch? Colonial? What are we talking about?
No, it's more of a ranch. It has a, the bottom is not sitting completely on the ground because it's lots of rocks and stuff in the mountains there. So it does have crawl spaces underneath.
It does?
Yes, it does have crawl spaces where we have sump pumps in there to help anything that might cause that. So you can crawl under the house, but it's not very much room.
Okay, and how is it heated? Is it hot water or a hot air system?
Hot air, but we mostly use pellet stove.
So it sounds to me like you're going to be limited to an electric radiant heating system. There are different types of heating underlayments, so to speak, that you would put on a bathroom floor and you would tile on top of. Now, is it expensive? Yes, it's electric heat. It's expensive to purchase and install. It's expensive to run. It's not a way to save money on your heating bill. There's nothing cost-effective about electric heat. It's very pleasant and nice to have that warm floor, but it is an expensive project and it's expensive to run. That said, if you put it on its own timer, so it's only on, say, in the morning or in the evenings for a limited period of time, you can manage that expense. Is it a do-it-yourself project? Yes, if you're pretty experienced, because the tile mats usually have to be ordered custom-made. And, you know, you have to make sure that they're installed properly, because if you get that floor down and it doesn't work, you get a big problem. You end up having to tear it up. Frankly, my advice would be to not do it yourself, because I would rather have a contractor do it that's worked with it time and time again. I'd hate to see the whole thing get together and you got a problem with it and you got to tear it all up and start again. So the amount of additional expense for labor, I think, would have sort of an insurance quality to it to make sure it comes out right.
Well, thank you all for your advice, and I appreciate it.
Well, a pressure washer is a great tool to have for outdoor chores. You can clean sidewalks, driveways, decks, siding. I use it to strip paint off of old cast iron radiators, Leslie. It worked better than anything else I could think of and took all that paint off. So if you have one, it's a great thing to have around. If you don't, it's a pretty good investment, because believe me, you'll find something that you can use it for all the time.
Yeah, it's one of those tools that's just like a fun project to use it for, and there's lots of things you can do with a pressure washer. So there's definitely, though, things that you need to be considering when you are in the market to buy one. Now, the first is the water pressure itself. A light-duty pressure washer with 1,300 to, say, 2,000 PSI, or pounds per square inch, that's going to give you about 30 times more pressure than what comes out of a garden hose, and that's good for things like your car or the siding or a boat. Now, if you need something a little bit stronger, you can choose a medium pressure washer that goes up to about 2,600 PSI, and that's good for cleaning, getting rid of all that grease and grime. And heavy-duty pressure washers, those are really best used for stripping surfaces because they are super powerful.
Now, you also want to look at the gallons per minute, or the GPM. It's pretty important, because the larger the GPM, the more surface area a washer can actually clean. And then finally, think about the price. You can expect to pay anywhere from about $100 you know, up to maybe $500 or $600 for a decent machine. And make sure you read the reviews. I just went through this process myself because my old pressure washer wore out. I mean, it was pretty old, so I wasn't that upset about it. And I wanted to buy a new one. And the one thing that was my pet peeve, Leslie, was that, you know, they all come like in sort of with built-in carts these days, so you can sort of pull it around. But they never seem to have, like, the ability to keep that wand, the spray wand, on the cart. Like, it always pops
that
out.
That is true. It always pops out.
It bugs the heck out of me. I'm like, it would be so easy. You guys can build a pressure washer, but you can't figure out how to put a strap around this thing so it doesn't come out. So I found one that stayed, and I'm pretty happy with my purchase. So lots of options to think about, but a super handy tool to have around for all those reasons.
We've got Bruce on the line who needs some help with some tree stumps around the property. What's going on?
I have two homes that have some trees right next to the outside walls. A couple of them are 6 inches in diameter, and then a couple of the others have up to a foot, foot and a half. Trees been cut off just above the ground level. How do I get rid of all of the trunks and the roots of that without disturbing or hurting the foundation of the house?
Hey, Bruce. Well, listen, so you have one tree or a couple trees that are 6 inches and some that are like 1 foot. Those are not very big trees. I cannot imagine that those stumps are going to have any impact on your foundation. However, if you want to get rid of them, there's a couple of options. Well, one is kind of expensive, and that is you'd have to have a tree surface with a stump grinder get in there, but they may not have the clearance. The other way to do this is by doing what's called chemical stump removal. Now, with chemical stump removal, typically what you do is you drill a bunch of holes in the stump, and then there are different products that are sold that will cause advanced deterioration or advanced rotting of the stump. So it happens faster than just sort of waiting it out, but it still could take a year before that stump completely disappears. Or you just make sure that you've got it cut down below the surface of the soil so there's no trip hazards or anything of that nature, and just let nature take its place. I really don't think it's going to have any effect on your foundation whatsoever. I mean, we get calls from folks that have, you know, 18-inch, 2-foot-wide trees along their foundation. If they've not had an effect yet, then I don't think anything's going to happen from that because the soil will kind of replenish itself. You start to see it, you know, settling in around there. You can always add more soil so you don't impact your drainage. So good luck with that project, and I hope we've helped you out.
Lisa in Iowa, you've got the money pit. What can we do for you today?
I've got borders and wallpaper to take down. Now, what if I paint over it? Should I prime it? And if I have to take it off, do I score it and then peel it off? Do I use water and vinegar? Hey, that's my question.
So here's the best way to approach this project. And yeah, you're right, it is a lot of work, but we really don't like the idea of painting over the wallpaper because you're just kind of putting off the problem for later and makes it even harder to deal with.
Darn.
The easiest way to take off a lot of wallpaper is with a steam wallpaper stripper. And it's a tool that you can easily rent. I know Home Depot rents them. I'm sure other places rent them. And it really does a good job of steaming the glue and loosening up the paper. You can speed the job up by scoring the wallpaper. And there's a neat little tool called a paper tiger that is really a one of a kind. And it kind of rolls over the paper and puts a bunch of little holes in it. That helps the steam get through the surface to get to the glue underneath. And it comes off that much easier. Now, even though I say it's easier, it is still a lot of work. So I don't want you to kid yourself. But renting the steam stripper for the wallpaper is definitely the best way to go.
Well, cool. Thanks a million.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting to you on this autumn weekend from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, repairing a texture wall or a texture ceiling, it definitely can be messy and it can be expensive, but we're going to share a new product from DAP that offers a hassle-free fix when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money Pit. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Mario and I was on the line with a window question. What can we do for you?
I have a frame, and obviously it's a rectangle, but the top side of that rectangle on the existing frame of the masonry in the basement, it's metal. It's a metal bar. And I'm replacing my old window with a glass Lux pre-assembled window.
Okay.
And the mortar, the manufacturer of the mortar, I contacted them, and they say that mortar does not adhere to metal. So I am going to have a gap between the top side metal bar and the window at about a half inch. And I'm curious what your recommendation is, whether I should just seal it or actually try to find some material to bond it, not just seal it.
So the gap is going to be on the top or the bottom. What about the sides?
The sides are okay because they're masonry. They're cement. So that's not a concern. It's some sort of, you know, there was some sort of reinforcing bar I put into the top of the frame, I assume for some structural reason. So that's my only real concern. The other three sides are masonry, and the mortar works fine there.
Is this the kind of thing that maybe you could use pressure-treated lumber, a half inch thick piece of, say, pressure-treated lumber plywood or pressure-treated plywood as a shim?
Yes, I would think so, yes.
Yeah, because I think that's what I would probably use, something like that, because you want to basically close down the opening so that the window can be secured. And you could attach the pressure-treated lumber to the old masonry opening and then attach the window to that.
Okay, that's a very good suggestion. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, guys, if you've ever had a leak or a crack or a nail pop come through a ceiling or a wall that's textured, you know that repairing that leak or crack can be easier than the actual hassle of trying to restore the original textured surface. I mean, typically, it's a very messy process, especially when you're trying to fix an area that's small or one that's just really hard to reach. But now there's a new product out from DAP that makes this easy for both DIYers and pros.
Yeah, it's called the 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture, and it allows you to apply orange peel, knockdown, and popcorn textures quickly and easily to both the wall and the ceilings. And it comes in a simple-to-use 25-ounce can that has a 60-degree adjustable nozzle, so you can easily repair a vertical surface, anything that's overhead, or even those hard-to-reach spots. Now, the nozzle system is only available from DAP, and it's called AimTech because it really allows you to direct that texture exactly where you need it. Now, DAP's 2-in-1 Wall and Ceiling Spray Texture is really a super handy product that saves time and certainly saves a lot of hassle. It delivers a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and professional results. Plus, it's going to dry in under 30 minutes, guys. That's super fast, and you can paint it immediately.
Love that. So whether you're taking on a repair, you need to match an existing wall or ceiling surface, or you're creating a whole new look, DAP spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture. It's a great choice for both pros and DIYers, and it's available now in select stores for $29.98.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. You can find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're a big drinker of bottled water, we're going to share some tips on a whole house water filter system that saves both money and delivers great tasting water. So stick around.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas. delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Installing a tile backsplash, countertop, or shower really updates your home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat uses a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to the wall. And there's no waiting to grout. Grab pre-mixed Simple Grout and your project can be done in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com or visit thesimplemat.com.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And whether you're doing the job yourself or hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge on how to get the job done right the first time. You can learn more at moneypit.com/podcast. Follow us for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Whatever projects you guys are working on this fall season, be sure to reach out to Team Money Pit so we can lend you a hand. And here is a great reason to reach out to the Money Pit. We've got up for grabs the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit from Deich Coatings. Now, this is a roll-on marble resurfacing kit. You get it in 4 elegant color scheme options. You can use it on your counter, vanities, tabletops, and it is the easiest kit imaginable. You really don't have to have any special artistic skills to make it look gorgeous. And everything in the kit goes for $169.
Yeah, you'll find this kit at DeichCoatings.com, but we've also got one kit going out to one listener for free, drawn at random from those who call us or reach out to us with a home improvement question. So you can do that at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button.
All right, let's head down south to the Sunshine State where we've got Judith in Florida on the line. What's happening?
Hey, well, I've got a house that was, it's an old Florida house. It was built in 1958, and the original owners were, I guess, more on the high end of lifestyle. So I was told by many contractors that the house was built with all of the best materials. The problem is terrazzo floors. I don't know. That's what they put down in airports now. They're very expensive and they're super durable.
Yeah.
Sure. But I found a fracture, hairline fracture, and it started having some kind of moisture come up through the hairline fracture. Not, it doesn't go throughout the house, it's just in this one section. But it comes up, and it's, I've tried to call companies that can do, like I wouldn't call it water testing or laboratory testing to see what it is. I've called, you know, I just reached out to every aspect, and I heard you guys on the radio.
Yeah.
There's a moisture coming up, and it doesn't, it's not, it doesn't come like dry and fuzzy and cobwebs like someone said it was something. But
Whoa.
it's like I'm gonna put you off. It comes up like an oily substance, and it almost smells like vinegar. Very mild. And when you touch it, it has like a little bit of a oily substance feeling. And it's not like it pours out. It comes up, and it's this, and over a period of time, I'll wipe it down, and it comes up like the size of it'll pull up like a quarter.
Here's what I think is going on. The reason you have the stain, this moisture coming up where the crack is, because that's the path of least resistance. I don't think that there's any kind of a leak directly under it. I think there's probably leaks, or not leaks, but there's probably high moisture under the entire house, but wherever you have a void, it's going to find its way up. So there's two ways we can address this. One is we could try to reduce the amount of moisture you have around your house. And that's actually fairly straightforward. And it involves looking at the angle of the soil at the perimeter, making sure soil slopes away. But since Florida soils tend to be more sandy and very porous, the more important thing to do would be to look at your gutter system and make sure that there's no gutters discharging anywhere near that area. So if the gutter is clogged, if the downspout is not run at least 4, 5, 6 feet away from the foundation. If you can keep that first few feet around the house drier by managing that roof water through the gutters, there'll be a lot less water to push up into where that crack is. And then the second thing is you could potentially seal that crack. I'm not sure exactly what product I would recommend for that, but I think if it was me, I'd try to clean it real well, let it dry real well. Is the crack open at all?
It's a hairline, like, so you can't. It's literally a hairline.
I'd probably try to seal it. I'm not quite sure what product I would do. I'd probably experiment with something, but I think what I would do is I'd try taking a little silicone and I'd rub it into the crack to see if I can push it down into the crack a little bit and seal that crack off just a tad. And then you can wipe it off the surface like a mineral spirits thinner. It will take any excess silicone away. But do it sort of like in a dry fashion. In other words, don't put too much mineral spirits or it'll wash it out. I think I might try a little silicone in that crack and see if I can seal it off or slow it down. That plus improving the amount of water that collects at the foundation perimeter, I think will make a difference. Because generally, you know, we've seen cracks where you have little geysers show up like in the middle of a house that's built like on a slab. And it turns out it's a downspout 20 feet away that was just misdirected or dumping too much water near a part of the foundation and found its way in. And the pressure forces to come up in that area. So I think usually when you have a crack and you have water, that's what causes it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, if your family uses a lot of bottled water, you may be ready for alternatives that cost less but delivers the same great taste. Now, two types of filters do that for you. You can save money and go green with an under-sink water filter, or you can go for a whole house water filter.
Yeah, so here's how they work. For the under-sink filters, most are dual cartridge water filters. That means they have two cartridges with the filter material in, and they have carbon block and granular carbon filters. The dual filters are going to reduce most common chemicals and contaminants that are found in tap water from municipal sources, like lead, mercury, asbestos, pesticides, and cysts. But they'll also eliminate sediment and bad taste and the odors caused by the chlorine added to the municipal water supplies, which I think is the most annoying thing of all because it's right there kind of in your face. But here's the rub. You got to change the filters. I can't tell you how many times I was seeing these filters as a professional home inspector, and I could tell these filters had not been changed in years. I mean years, so I can only imagine.
Or they changed it like the day you were coming.
Yeah, that happens too. That's right. That's usually with the furnace filter. You can tell because there's dust stuck everywhere, except there's a brand new shiny filter in there. You guys are not fooling anybody. But remember, you got to change those filters. With the under sink, it's about every 6 months.
All right. Now, what about the whole house water filter? I mean, those are installed where the main water line goes right into the house, right? So it's cleaning it right at the source.
Yeah, that's right. So you have everything, the water that you're drinking, plus the water that you're using, you're washing with, you know, it's running through your plumbing system. It's basically going through that filter before it gets to the house. And they're designed to trap dirt and impurities like rust. But they can also improve the water taste. It can reduce the cloudiness. It can reduce contaminants. And they only have to be replaced about every 12 months. I think Filtrete has one that's a part of their quick change system that costs under $100. And it lasts a full 12 months. So it's a nice system to have, and it really does make a difference in the quality of water that you drink and that you wash with.
Now we've got Joseph on the line with an electrical question. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got an older house that was built in the 1940s, and my daughter's nursery, the overhead fan and lights work, but none of the sockets in the room function, and I have no breakers that have tripped.
So somewhere those sockets are disconnected. Now, are you sure the sockets are not connected to a light switch?
I am 99% positive, sir.
There's a seed of a doubt there that perhaps they could be. You know, sometimes the light, outlets are operated by a light switch, but I would say that it's not normal for that to happen in a 1940s house. But what you need to do is this, and when I say you need to do, I think more accurately an electrician needs to do, you got to get into the wiring that's supplying those outlets and try to figure out why it's disconnected. I can't imagine any reason it would have been physically disconnected, which means it's most likely some failure in the wiring of the outlets themselves. But if you open up the outlets, you can see if you have hot wires there and try to figure out at what point they became de-energized, because they are probably wired in series, so the wiring goes from one to the next to the next. And you need to do a little bit more investigation to figure out why that is. But it's really not a do-it-yourself project. I don't want you to make a mistake, and I don't want you to get electrocuted.
Yes, sir. Then I will definitely look at calling in electrician.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Well, this year we seem to have had more yellow jackets and wasp nests around our house than ever before, and Tim reached out with the same issue. I mean, my goodness, they were outside, they were finding their way inside. Like, what was going on, summer of 2023? We're going to share some tips to help you safely wipe out those stinging troublemakers when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railing, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
I usually hit them with the foaming spray, Tim, and then what I'll do is I'll put a sticky trap near the opening when it's safe to go near there, because they're going to come back and they're going to try to rebuild that nest, and the sticky trap tends to work well to stop them from doing that. There's one called Trap Stick. It's made by a company called Rescue, and it basically hangs right outside the nest. I leave it somewhere near the window or in the area. And it's interesting, Leslie, this is a tubular-shaped trap with the stickies on the outside. I put one of these up at my neighbor's house. I went back 2 days later. Let me just say there wasn't a parking space left. There were so many bees stuck to that thing. So that kind of takes the ones that were keeping coming back. And then the last thing I'll do is if you do find a hole like that, I will seal that. And the way I seal it is with like the Great Stuff window and door sealant, not the regular Great Stuff, but the kind that's designed for windows and doors. And here's why. The reason is because the ones that's designed for windows and doors is soft and spongy. If you use the regular Great Stuff and you put it in an expanse, it can start pushing the siding off of your house. You don't want that to happen. So I use that. And it's okay if you let it like swell outside the hole, because after it dries, you can go in with a razor knife, utility knife, cut it flat, and then you can make the repair if you have to the wood or whatever kind of siding you have after that. So kind of a three-step process, but that's what we do. And of course, you could also call an exterminator, and they have other products that they can use that are probably far more effective than what we do. But that's my DIY way to get rid of wasps and yellow jackets and hornets.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we ended up getting in a pro because I'm just so terrified of the yellow jackets. And they sprayed into the hole in the siding. And for the next 2 weeks, I would find these like half dead or dead yellow jackets like all over the first floor of the house. And I was like, man, where are they coming from? But thank goodness it's over with. What a summer for those yellow jackets.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending a little bit of your day listening to us. We hope we've been helpful with some tips and ideas to help you improve and maintain your home. It's all about the care and feeding of your home, right? It's a place we love to spend so many hours of our lives, and it does need a little bit of TLC, and we are pleased and proud and privileged to be able to share our knowledge with you to help you get those jobs done. Remember, you can reach out to us with questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or anytime at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. An act of war. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel will serve up a fierce response to the early morning attack by Hamas that killed hundreds and saw civilians being loaded into vehicles as hostages. The Prime Minister is mobilizing thousands of reservists with plans for a huge ground attack in Gaza. Meanwhile, President Biden says the U.S. is standing strong with its ally.
People of Israel are under attack.
President Biden has condemned what he calls the appalling and unconscionable violence that's left hundreds dead in Israel and the West Bank.
The United States stands with Israel.
And affirming Israel's right to defend itself.
There's never justification for terrorist attacks. And my administration's support for Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
The president is sending sympathy and denouncing the killings of so many civilians.
In the street, in their homes, innocent people murdered, wounded, entire families taken hostage.
His Israeli counterpart, Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Jewish state is now at war and Hamas will pay a heavy price. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Late into the evening, more rocket fire from Hamas was reported, and Israeli military leaders are expecting fighting to intensify through the night. Here at home, police departments in New York, L.A., Miami had sent extra officers to Jewish areas of the city, as well as some synagogues as a deterrent to any possible attacks on those communities. Former President Trump endorsing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan to succeed Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House. But another GOP presidential hopeful is also weighing in with his reaction, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott telling the Salem News Channel the removal of McCarthy is taking voter attention away from what he describes as detrimental administration policies. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Attorneys who have been defending MyPillow Chief Executive Mike Lindell are seeking court permission to step down.
In filings in federal court in Minnesota, the attorneys say Lindell already owes them millions of dollars and can't pay the millions more he'll owe in legal expenses going forward. Attorney Andrew Parker writes his firm can't afford to keep representing Lindell and MyPillow. Lindell tells the AP MyPillow has been decimated and that he is out of money, but he vows to keep fighting and says he has no plans to file for bankruptcy. I'm Ben Thomas.
Lindell is defending against a billion-dollar lawsuit filed by Smartmatic over questions about voter tabulations from the 2020 presidential election. Separately, in Washington, D.C., Lindell is a defendant in a similar billion-dollar lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems that also targets attorneys Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell. Dominion won nearly $800 million from Fox back in April. More news at townhall.com. Alleged murder and mayhem in Las Vegas.
Two teenagers indicted and charged as adults with several felonies, including murder and auto theft, after allegedly recording the very moment they targeted and fatally struck a bicyclist in a hit-and-run. Police say the evidence shows the 16 and 17-year-olds were responsible for at least three hit-and-run incidents on August 14th. Those include the death of one cyclist who was a former Los Angeles area police chief. Jason Walker reporting.
Starting next year, people who want to buy a new or used electric or plug-in hybrid vehicle will be able to get income tax credits at the time of purchase. Treasury Department says the near-instant credits of up to $7,500 for an eligible new vehicle, $4,000 for a qualifying used, should lower purchasing costs for consumers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, DAP spray texture, and Deich coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. We are here to help you do just that. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Or you can go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, fall is upon us, but all those leaves falling from the trees, what is the best way to get rid of them? We're going to have the answer just ahead.
Yeah, those leaves are going to be upon you, too. So also ahead, concrete. It may be one of the world's most durable building materials, but there's still times when it needs a repair to fix a crack or even to resurface the concrete that's become damaged. So we're going to share some tips on the easiest ways that you can make that fix.
Yeah, and make it once so you won't have to do it again, because that's what happens to so many people. They fix it over and over and over again. And also ahead, when temperatures start to drop, your energy costs start to go up. So plugging drafts around windows is a good way to reverse that trend. We're going to highlight the best ways to make sure your windows keep the energy in and the drafts out.
All right, but first, are you dreaming about a project that you'd like to tackle this fall? Well, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So let us know what you are working on.
We can also hook you up with a great product we're giving away to one very lucky listener. We have got from Deich Coatings the new Marble Dream coating system. It allows you to roll on a new marble surface in just a weekend. It retails for $169, but it's going to go out to one listener drawn at random who calls us with a home improvement question. So reach out to us. Two ways to do that. Go to moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And with that, let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Mindy in Kentucky is on the line and has a flooring question. How can we help you with your project?
Yes. We have a really hideous linoleum in our on our kitchen floor. It's actually been in the house since we bought it. And, of course, it's starting to peel up, and there's actually other linoleum under it. And actually, I'm really afraid to dig any deeper to see how many levels might be on it. I was just wondering, is it worth the time and effort, you know, and possible extra cost to just take everything up?
Do you have a dishwasher in that kitchen?
No, we do not. I'd love to have one, but I do not have one, no.
Well, the reason I ask you is because if you don't take up the old floor, you'd end up sort of sealing in the dishwasher, and it's hard to remove it after that. I mean, generally speaking, I'm an advocate of taking up the old flooring because I think it's kind of sloppy to put new layers over the old. But I could see if it's difficult to get it up or for budget reasons that you don't want to go in that direction. But I would recommend you take it up if you can.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mindy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Brent in West Virginia is on the line with an HVAC question. What's going on? You guys are freezing over there?
So I've got this two-level house. It's been cut in half, and then each level has been raised a half of a level. So it's a four-level house.
So it's a split-level house?
Yes.
Okay. And where's the heating system located?
Second floor.
Okay. And it's hot air, so there's ducts that supply the air to the lower levels?
It's forced air, correct.
Forced air. Okay, got it. All right, so your problem is that your lower level is staying cold. And what about your upper level? Does that overheat in the summer?
It does, but the issue is that in the summertime, I can close the vents downstairs, and I can cool the upstairs, and the downstairs stays cool because it's underground. But the reverse does not happen in the wintertime.
Right. I'll tell you that the split level house is one of the most difficult homes to get even heating and cooling. So one thing that you could do is add an additional, well, first of all, you want to make sure that what's there is working properly. So you have good airflow coming out of the registers and you have good return of the air in the room going back to the HVAC system. So I would take a look at the return on the supply. But I will say that probably the easiest thing to do is to add supplemental heat to cover you on the coldest days. That would probably be less expensive than running all the ductwork that you'd have to do to run to get it to work properly off just the forced air. You could put electric baseboard radiators in there as supplements. You could even put a through-the-wall heat pump, which is something actually that Leslie did to bring some additional temperature consistency to her lower room of her house. And I've got one in a room in my house that had some inconsistent issues. And it just provides additional supplemental heat to be able to even out that space. Because otherwise, what you probably find yourself doing is you overheat the rest of the house when it's really cold downstairs. You turn the heat up to try to make that downstairs warmer, and then the upstairs gets very hot, and you're wasting a lot of energy on that heat. So trying to get that balanced out is the right thing to do. I would tell you electric baseboards only because they're the least expensive way to go. Even though they're expensive to run, they're the least expensive to install, and you're probably not going to use them, you know, 24/7. You'll use them selectively. So that's a situation where I would do that, and I would also make sure they're hooked up to a central thermostat that could be operated by a clock setback mechanism.
How about that? Okay, I will certainly give that a try.
All right, Brent, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mary in North Dakota needs some help with a concrete floor. What can we do for you?
We got crumbling concrete on the basement floor.
Okay.
After water problems this spring.
All right.
And it's very crumbly and powdery.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places on it that I'd like to paint if I could.
Do you want to try to stabilize the deterioration of the concrete?
Yeah. I was wondering if there's some kind of sealant that could be sprayed or poured on it.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, in terms of the water problem, is this a problem that happened after a heavy rainfall?
Yeah.
All right. So if you've got water that comes in after a heavy rainfall, I want to make sure we try to slow this down so it doesn't happen again. Adding sump pumps, things of that nature, is not going to stop this from happening again. What stops the heavy rainfall from getting in is outside looking at your gutters and your grading, making sure that downspouts are discharging away from the house, making sure your gutters are clean, making sure soil slopes away from the house. We've got extensive articles, actually several of them, on moneypit.com. Just search how to stop a leaking basement as the same advice, and we talk about the proper drainage improvements. So do that first. And then in terms of the concrete itself, you can use a patching compound. Quikrete has a patching compound product. You definitely want to use the patching compound because it's designed to stick to the old concrete. If you try to put new concrete over it, it's not going to stick. So the ready-to-use patching compounds are trowel applied. They're latex formulas, so it's easy to clean up. But that will seal the old concrete. Then once that dries, then you can paint it. And what I would look for is an epoxy floor paint. The epoxy paints I like because they're a chemical cure. When you buy the floor paint, you get the paint in a gallon can that's about three-quarters filled, and then a quart of hardener. You mix them together, stir them up, and then you apply the paint. Sometimes there's an additive that goes in after the fact that gives you some texture to the floor, helps kind of hide the dirt. But patching it first, then adding an epoxy paint, will have that looking like new in no time.
Okay, so but the name of the sealant was called what?
Quikrete, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E. It's Quikrete Concrete Patching Compound. Good stuff. Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to The Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We'd love to lend you a hand with all of your projects, or maybe projects you're thinking of starting, or perhaps one that's gone awry, mid-project. Well, whatever it is, reach out to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, the season is called fall for a reason. All those pretty leaves will soon drop from the trees and cover your yard with vibrant colors. We're going to share a trick of the trade for fast leaf cleanup when the Money Pit returns. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, whether you are doing a job yourself or you're hiring a pro, we love sharing our lifetime of knowledge about how you can get those jobs done right the first time. So follow along with the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Whether you're working inside or out, if you got questions on how to get those projects done, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If you do, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat because we've got to give away today from Deich Coatings the new Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. It lets you create real marble vein surfaces in just a few simple steps with no special skills needed, and you'll have a tough, resilient marble surface with those very distinct defined veins or one with soft swirling veins. You decide. Just roll on your colorful new Marble Dream finish. That kit's available for $169 at DeichCoatings.com, but we've got one to give away to one listener drawn at random who reaches us with a home improvement question. So make that you. Head on over to MoneyPit.com/ask.
All right, now we've got Richard in Illinois on the line who's getting some water through the foundation. Tell us what's going on.
What it is over time, I've got a ranch house with a walkout basement. And on the walkout, when you come out, there is a retaining wall that is about 8 foot tall where it meets the house. It hasn't really separated from the house, but there is water that gets in between the retaining wall and the foundation, and then it gathers right at the bottom on a heavy rain and then seeps back into the basement. So I'm trying to figure out, the previous owner that had this house has put something in there like a caulking of some type that has gotten hard over time, and it's not slowing it down too much.
So this is a gravity situation. So let's give you a gravity solution. Let's have the drainage work with you and not against you. And by the way, you can seal this till the cows come home, and it's still going to find its way in. What you have to do is stop the water from accumulating. So on the opposite side of this retaining wall, I'm guessing that there's some runoff that goes towards the wall.
Yes, there is.
So what you're going to want to do is intercept that runoff so we don't get as much water that collects in that area. What we want to try to do is limit the amount of water that gets in that area to just direct rainfall with no runoff. That means no gutter discharge, no runoff from higher elevations. So the way we do that is first of all, examine the gutter situation and make sure there's no water dropping at the high side of this where it could work its way down. If there is, you've got to run a pipe underground to get it to a place where it's not going to interfere with leakage into the basement. Secondly, in terms of intercepting the runoff, what you could do is install something called a curtain drain, Richard. It's a rather simple drain that you might construct yourself. You dig a trench that's about 12 inches deep and 12 inches wide. You put some stone in that trench, then you put a perforated pipe on top of the stone, surround it with more stone, lay a piece of filter cloth across the top, and cover it with soil. So it's all done. It's invisible. And the end of that drain that you just installed should exit the daylight somewhere. So you need to figure out the best way to do that based on the configuration of your yard. What that will do is it'll intercept the water that's coming down from higher elevations. It'll fall into that trench, come up into the pipe, and then run around the house as opposed to collecting in that particular corner. If we can keep the water from collecting in that area, you will probably be just fine because it's rare that just direct rainfall accumulates enough water to actually leak in the house. It's almost always the runoff from gutters and from drainage.
Right. Well, and needless to say, I'll probably have to do some get rid of some landscaping because it's got some little green bushes there along that wall as well. So
yeah, and that's a good point because sometimes you can make the problem worse by having landscaping that traps water. So just think in terms of water control here, not in terms of trying to seal that water out, and I think you'll be in good shape. Richard, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, fall is upon us, and with all those leaves falling from the trees, have you ever noticed that many people like to burn the leaves? Well, burning them is not necessarily the best idea, guys, because flames can easily spread. Plus, you're giving up the nutrients that may have helped to feed your yard. Now, a much safer option is to toss those leaves into a compost bin, and then you can nurture the flowers and vegetable gardens come springtime. If you've got a lawnmower and it's suited for mulching, you can actually run it over the leaves as well, and those chopped up pieces will help feed the grass as it remains dormant through the winter months. So those leaves really can be helpful if you've got a way to process them.
Absolutely. Now, of course, if your town offers leaf pickup, you might be able to just rake them to the curb, but here's a trick for that. What I do is I like to lay out a tarp on the grass, like maybe a 10 by 10 blue tarp, and then I rake the leaves onto the tarp in a big old pile, basically as big a pile as I can get the leaves to stay on there without falling off. Then I drag the tarp to the curb and then dump the leaves. It makes the job go a lot faster. I mean, if you're trying to do it one wheelbarrow at a time, it takes a long time. But with the tarp, not so much.
Peggy in Louisiana is on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we have a slab concrete bottom, and it's built up with the board skeletons, and it's covered with vinyl siding. And being in Louisiana, it rains a lot, and the rain comes on the porch to where it's eating the inside wall, which is wooden on the bottom. And I want to know how I can seal the outside vinyl siding to concrete slab to keep the water from coming in.
So what's happening is that your concrete slab is in contact with the bottom of the vinyl siding, is that correct?
Yes.
And right under that siding, is that a wood wall all the way down to the bottom where that slab is? Because typically you'd have about 6 inches of foundation before you started the siding at a minimum, and then the vinyl siding would start. So if your vinyl siding is going down flush to the slab, it's going to be almost impossible for you to seal it in any way, shape, or form from the outside and stop that from happening. Your only chance would be to take the siding off and then to install some flexible flashings. There's different types of flashing that you can use. There are rubberized flashings that are very good because you can basically form them wherever you need to get that entire area as tight as you possibly can, and then put the siding back on top of that. Siding itself, especially vinyl siding, you know, if you were to caulk that or anything of that nature, it's not really designed to seal in that way. So I feel like you're just going to be kind of running yourself in circles there. And while it could stop to some extent or slow down, at least temporarily, that leakage that you're reporting, the only way to really fix that and to get to the bottom of it is to pull that siding off and to flash it. And the only, we're only talking about the bottom of the siding here, not the all the siding on the house. But the bottom couple of pieces would have to come off to do this job.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Teresa on the line who wants to change her deck from paint to stain. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We have a deck. We have replaced half of the deck with, what do you call it, pre-treated lumber.
Yep, treated lumber, okay.
And I really don't know what to do because half the deck is now, you know, replaced, and the other half is still painted with paint, not stain.
Are you planning on replacing the painted lumber as well or not?
Well, I was actually wanting to use some type of solid stain because I think they've come out with some new stuff now, and maybe I would use it over all of the deck.
Yeah, the thing is, since it's been painted, you're really going to have to get that old paint off. You can't stain over paint because there's nothing for the stain to soak into unless it's so worn that it's exposed sort of the pores of the wood. But you're talking about a solid color stain and has a lot of pigment in it. It kind of looks like paint. It just doesn't have the glaze to it, but it gives it a lot of protection. And since the pressure-treated side is brand new, I would tell you to probably wait until next spring to tackle that because the first year there's a lot of chemicals in that pressure-treated lumber. We like to let them evaporate out a bit first.
Oh, okay, because I had heard a couple of different things. I was gung-ho, ready to go. Now, and you think that part of the deck is actually covered. So you think I need to strip that off of there?
I'd be concerned because I don't think the stain is gonna stick on top of the paint. I mean, the idea of stain is it soaks into the wood. You can paint over stain, but you can't stain over paint, okay?
Okay. So what products are out there that would maybe?
Paint. I mean, like I said, paint would work for all of it, but then you'd be committing to painting the rest of the deck unless you just wanted to have it be sort of two-tone or at least one, you know, one is painted and one is stained. You're going to see a difference between the two, but maybe you can figure out a way to make that work from a decor perspective.
Well, thank you so much. I'll do that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. You can download the Angie app today. Just ahead, concrete may be one of the world's most durable building materials, but there are still times when it does need a repair. You know, you got to fix a crack or even resurface the concrete that's become damaged. So we're going to have some tips on the easiest way to make that fix next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horrod with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, concrete is one of the world's most durable building materials. But even though it's tough, there are still times when it needs a repair to fix a crack or even to resurface concrete that's become damaged. Quikrete makes a wide variety of concrete repair products that can help. With us to talk about how to choose the right fix for your broken, worn, or cracked concrete surfaces is Ted Woods.
You know, Ted, we often hear from listeners who have to repair concrete, but they do so by patching over the old surface with new concrete, which, of course, falls off fairly quickly, leaving them kind of right back where they started. It seems everyone makes the same mistake, and it really has all to do with adhesion, getting that repair product to stick to the old concrete, right?
Yeah, that's a common mistake that people make when they're doing those repairs. They think that you can just mix up a regular mix of a concrete mix and put it right on top, but there's much more to it. Go to our repair areas. We've got all the products to handle that. Usually what they're missing is some sort of bonding agent to make that mix stick to the existing slab. And fortunately, a lot of our products, we try to incorporate that into it now so that they don't have to add it. You just get the right mix. If it says polymer modified or advanced polymer design or formula, that generally will tell you that it has the ingredients in there. Once you mix that up or apply it, it's going to stick to that concrete.
Now, what about just general repair items? I mean, a lot of people are just looking to extend the life of the concrete they've already got without totally replacing things.
Yeah, what's great is, you know, concrete's durable. It'll last for a long time, but it starts to look a little dingy and maybe get a crack or two in it. If it's strong and still sitting there in great shape, you don't have to tear it out and replace it. You can repair it or recover it and make it look new and get many more years out of it. We've got what we call the Recap Resurfacer, which is a great product to get that old concrete looking new again. I kind of compare it to taking an old car that runs good, but it's got a lot of dents and dings in it. So you're going to fix up that outside, those dents, and repaint it and get them look brand new. That's what we do with the Recap Resurfacer. We fix up that old existing concrete slab, get it cleaned off real well, and then we apply that to it, just a little thin layer on top, and it looks brand new. It's great.
I used that Recap product on a fairly big floor that was very uneven, and I was really impressed with it because when we were done, it looked just like a brand new concrete slab, even though we had just essentially put a very thin layer of the Recap over it. But it's been super durable, and it looks great. We've got it all painted up now. It looks fantastic. So that's a pretty impressive product. And I remember when you guys were developing that at some of the trade shows, I remember seeing a test that you did where you tried to separate the Recap after it was dried, of course, from the concrete below. And that stuff was so strongly bonded that you ended up pulling up rocks with it from the original concrete, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's our goal, was to make that adhere as strong as possible. And when you do the pull test on that, we've had them go up as high as like 400 pounds of pressure to pull that apart. And that's where you've seen that pull that existing concrete slab off there. So, yeah, it's great. Now, one thing, though, you know, to have that type of adhesion, they got to make sure they got the surface prepped right. And we've seen people, like, say, maybe a driveway that they're going to resurface, and the car has been parked there, and maybe once in a while they get a drip of oil down there. You know, that's what causes those not to stick in the long term. So when people are doing their prep work, they really need to make sure they're cleaning that and following the directions on it by taking the power washer out there and hitting those areas. One great test I've seen for that, there's to take just your water and spray it down there. And if the water soaks into the concrete, hey, that's a good sign that you've got it clean and it's ready. But if you see it beat up like, you know, it does on a car when there's wax, that's a good indication there's something still on the concrete there that's going to probably cause a problem down the road. Need to go back and re-clean that area, re-scrub it. So that's usually a good tip for those homeowners that are doing this the first time. It's saved a lot of people time and effort going back and doing something again.
And you do have to allow some drying time again after you do that, right?
Oh, yeah. Just to do that, let it dry, set it up. And when you get ready to put your Recap on, you do want to do a light little water on there as well, because that helps it adhere. If it's a dry surface and you go to start spreading that, the moisture gets sucked out of it from the concrete slab you're covering, and it starts setting up too quick. So you do want to do a little mist over everything and then start taking your squeegee and pushing it around.
We're talking to Ted Woods. He is a concrete repair expert with Quikrete. Hey, Ted, I want to ask you about the self-leveling sealant products, because we get questions from folks that have concrete driveways or walkways, and the expansion joints have failed years back, and so they have these big gaps, and they want to reseal them so that we don't have water getting in there and weeds getting in there as well. Is that a good application for a self-leveling sealant that's going to sort of find its own level in perhaps a wider gap?
Yep, that's the one out of our advanced polymer formulas. We've got the one for the joints like that to come in there and fill that back in. So once it does crack, and that's where we do want it to crack, in those stress joints that we put in there, but we do not want the water getting under there. And what's great is you apply that to your crack. And as a rule, you generally don't want to go any larger than 1 inch wide on those cracks or a half inch deep with the advanced polymers. So a lot of people will use that backer rod, the little foam rod you can buy. They'll tuck that down into the crack with a putty knife, fork, or a screwdriver, whatever you've got there. And then so you're only filling up that last half inch. We find it performs better when it's like that versus dripping all the way down into a 4 inch slab. So then what happens with that polymer formula, it sticks to the sides. It adheres great there, gives you a watertight bond, but yet it's still flexible enough that pad moves a little bit, it'll still hold and flex with it, so you'll have a long-lasting repair.
And that really is the key, because if you let water get into those spaces, you know, that's where you get the trouble, right? You get the frost and the heave and the cracking, you know, especially with slabs or steps. That's why it's important to have those gaps and those cracks repaired fairly quickly so that you prevent that from happening. Because many times, you know, I spent 20 years as a home inspector, and you can see where you have a step, for example, it's got a crack in it, and you know it didn't look like that when it first happened, but the water getting in there winter after winter and expanding, you know, more and more and more, that's what causes the problem and makes these really simple repairs very, very expensive. So getting those cracks quick really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I agree 100% that water's the enemy in there, and you, especially if you're in an environment where you're going to have hard freeze-thaw cycles, it's going to move it, and it'll keep that crack growing. And people are amazed if they have to tear something out and they see how much erosion's taking place underneath their slab or their steps. So, but if they'd have got after it right away and filled that crack the first time they seen it starting to appear, they probably could have extended life greatly on that.
We're talking to Ted Woods from Quick Creek. Ted, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If folks have questions about your products or really how to do the repair, what's the best way to get in touch?
Go to quickcrete.com. That's quickrete.com. And we have a live chat that's available as soon as you go to that site. They'll pop up on your screen. So if you're working on a project or got a repair question, type it in there, and some people from our technical lab will answer your question right then and there and get you on your way.
Ted Woods from Quickcrete, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Still to come, the right replacement windows can make a big difference in your energy bills. We've got some tips to help you choose the best windows for the biggest impact next.
Live in the Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Here's a great reason to reach out to Team Money Pit. I mean, we're going to help you with your projects, but we love to give away prizes as well. And we've got a good one to help making the inside of your house more lovely for the upcoming holiday season. We've got the Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit by Dyche Coatings. Now, this is a fantastic kit that is super easy to do. It's a roll-on marble resurfacing kit. You can get four different color choices. You can use it on countertops, vanities, tabletops. So if a new bathroom or a new kitchen just is not in the cards this year and that's something you're dreaming of, this is a great way for you to achieve that. It's a kit, so you've got everything you need there. The kit itself sells for $169, but it's going to one lucky listener for free.
Reach out right now for your chance to win that Marble Surfaces Refinishing Kit from Dyche Coatings. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask.
Charlotte and Georgia need some help making some glue go away. What happened?
Hey, I had a new linoleum laid, and the glue that they used to glue the floor down with,
yep,
a lot of it got on my floor. And
oh boy.
I've been using a knife to scrape it off, but I didn't really want to hurt my linoleum, and I was just wondering if there's any kind of product that I can use to get that glue up.
Wow, that's tricky because I would be concerned. I mean, there are flooring adhesive removers specifically designed for that type of adhesive, but I would be concerned about its impact on the floor. So I would tell you to search for a flooring adhesive remover, and then I would tell you to use it very carefully and watch for any color changes in the flooring. Perhaps even if you have an extra scrap piece of that vinyl, that would be perfect. You can try it out on that, but we want to make sure that it doesn't damage the vinyl in any way, shape, or form.
Sounds good.
All right, Charlie, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're thinking about buying new windows, you might be overwhelmed at the choices that are out there. So here's a tip. Read the label. Specifically, there are a few numbers on that label that can help you find the most energy-efficient window for your home. So first of all, you want to consider the U value. Now, that measures a window's ability to insulate. Then you want to consider the amount of solar energy a window transmits, which is often called the solar heat gain coefficient, or SHGC. Just remember that the lower the U value in SHGC, the more efficient the window. It's like a golf score. You want the lower number.
Now, you can also order different glazing options for windows based on the side of the house that they will be installed on. So, for example, get the lowest UV value windows you can afford on the north-facing windows, since that's the coldest side of the house. And also look for windows with double panes, low E coatings, low conductivity gas fill between the panes, and then wood, vinyl, or fiberglass frames. And if you can't remember all of this, just remember this one thing. There's a label on most windows today. It's the NFRC label, and it's going to be the same label on all windows. It stands for the National Fenestration Rating Council. And they have all those other ratings as part of this listed in a way that you can easily compare. So if you're looking at a window, you see the NFRC rating, take a picture of that rating. Take a picture of that label. Then go look at other windows later. You'll know what the first set was, and you can compare to the second set and so on and make the best possible choice for your house.
Mike and George is on the line with a question about flooring. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, hey, Leslie, well, I'll tell you what. I got a problem. We had to pull up some carpet in the floorway. It's kind of L-shaped. Well, the old hound dog's kind of old, and it kind of urinated right there in one spot. Short of pulling up the floor and then replacing all that, what can we do?
So do you want to refinish the floor, and are we talking about hardwood floors here, Mike?
Well, it's got a blonde finish, more or less translucent.
Well, I mean, I think if you're going to refinish the floors and you sand those floors, you'll be able to get through that surface staining. And you won't have too much residual. I mean, we're way past talking about how to clean it, but what happens is you get acid in there from the pets, and that can change the color. But it's been my experience that a traditional floor sanding will cut through that without too much difficulty. So if you're thinking about refinishing the floors, what I generally recommend is, even if you want to do some of this yourself, is to have a professional do the sanding, because unless you use a floor sander as part of your day-to-day job, it's kind of a hard tool to handle. I mean, I grew up with tools my entire life. I wouldn't do my own floor sanding. I'd hire a pro for it, so I didn't ruin my floors. If you sneeze while you're using that, you know, you'll dig out of it. And then you could put two or three coats of good quality polyurethane on top of that. But I think a sanding will make that go away.
All right. Well, I appreciate your advice, sir. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand with all of your projects. You can reach us at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you're a pet lover, can you also have stylish decor? Can they coexist? Well, we're going to share how you and your pet can do just that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710 530
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
.com for details.
where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask by clicking the blue microphone button.
Lori wrote in, and she's doing a deck makeover with composite decking and says, we're replacing our deck boards with composite and utilizing the old joists, but we have many nail holes in them. What is the best and least expensive method of covering or sealing the nail holes to prevent water from getting inside? Is she talking about nail holes in the joists or nail holes in the new boards?
No, I think she's talking about nail holes in the joists. I had this exact issue. I did a couple of decks recently where we took off the old decking, but we used the original floor joists to support the new composite. And so when you pull up the old decking, of course, those tops of those joists are filled with lots of nail holes, and that actually can lead to rot. So the thing to do is to apply a product called flashing tape. It's widely available now. It's self-adhesive, kind of like peel and stick. And then it protects those tops areas of the joist. It comes either like single joist wide, like say 1¾ inches to about like 3.5 for a double joist. And it seals the top of the joist, and then you lay the composite on top of that. So not only does it seal off those old holes, but when you drive new screws in that hold the composite in, it forms a seal around them as well. So that's all you need here, Lori. You need to pick up some flashing tape and seal those tops of those joists before you put the composite decking back on.
And believe me, Lori, when Tom says he's been doing some decking projects lately, he's been doing like a ton of decking projects. So definitely take his advice here. A lot, let's be honest.
Some, you know. Well, if you're an animal lover, can you also have stylish decor that can coexist with you and your pets? Well, Leslie says you can and has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, if you've got pets, you definitely do not have to sacrifice the home decor that you want. You know, durable, easy-to-clean paints, antimicrobial, stain-resistant rugs, and more, all of that does mean that you can have a beautiful home and a furry pet. It doesn't mean that they're incompatible anymore. You can have all of these things together. I mean, my sister and her husband have the most amazingly beautiful designed house, and they have about 6 cats at any given time with all these rescues that they do. So there are ways that you can have all of these things together. So first of all, think about paints. There's a lot of painting companies out there that now have flat paints that are wipeable, and that used to be only offered with a glossy paint, which really is not attractive for a wall surface. So now you can have a beautiful paint that looks rich and deep and lovely in a room, but still be able to clean it. Now, fabrics, you can find stain-resistant and antimicrobial fibers in a range of styles and soft textures. Look for textiles that have nanotechs, and that means that those fibers are going to be stain-resistant and waterproof, two things you definitely need when you've got a pet at home. And it really might be a luxury to devote a single room, or maybe if you have a large enough mudroom, that kind of creates a pet bedroom or a pet hangout zone. But a lot of people do have some space for this, and it's definitely become more common. I mean, even if you find that this space does double duty as your home office or the laundry room, you can create a secure area for a pet by keeping their food, their bed, the familiar toys that they love, all in this one spot. So there's a lot of things that you can do to make sure that that pet is comfy and happy in your home, but that you also get the things that you choose and that you love and that you want in your design space. So don't be afraid. Ask questions about super durable fabrics, wall coverings, fabrics for window treatments, upholstery fabrics, carpets, all of it, because you can have it. You can have pets. And then with the right cleaners, when those accidents do happen, you can definitely make that go away.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you in the market for new furniture but don't have a big budget to buy new? Well, if so, upcycling might be for you. We're going to have tips to help you get started, including tips on what makes the best furniture choices for an upcycle on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A number of Israeli soldiers and civilians kidnapped into Gaza during the surprise attack on Israel by Hamas earlier Saturday.
Video filmed at the border during the incursion showed men climbing on top of an Israeli tank and putting a soldier out through the hatch. Onlookers cry out, "God is great," in a tense moment along the Israel-Gaza border. Another video shows a bloodied, unidentified man being driven away on a motorbike, while some men reach out and try to hit him. Hostage-taking of Israeli soldiers and citizens is a sensitive issue for Israel. The country was taken by surprise at the strength, sophistication, and timing of the attack that has left dozens of Israelis dead. I'm Karen Chavez.
Israel now says it's at war with Hamas and launched airstrikes in Gaza, vowing to inflict unprecedented price. In a televised address Saturday night, Netanyahu earlier declared Israel to be at war, said the military will use all of its strength to destroy Hamas's capabilities and take revenge for what he called a black day. President Biden, meanwhile, says the United States will stand with its people of Israel in the face of those deadly attacks.
In a brief White House appearance, the president condemned the assault carried out by Hamas terrorists, and he said he reassured Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu of America's support for the Jewish state.
I told him the United States stands with the people of Israel in the face of these terrorist assaults. Israel has the right to defend itself and its people. Full stop.
The president also called the King of Jordan as the secretaries of state and defense touched base with their Israeli counterparts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Powerful earthquake in western Afghanistan, 320 dead at least. The number needs to be verified. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Oklahoma may pause executions.
The state is one of the busiest death penalty states in the nation. A GOP-led panel explored the idea of a moratorium until some reforms can be put in place. State Representative Kevin McDougall is a supporter of the death penalty and requested a study on a possible moratorium. He's voiced concerns about the possibility of an innocent person being put to death. McDougall has been a supporter of death row inmate Richard Glossop, who has long maintained his innocence and whose case is pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. John Scott reports.
Uber adding to its list of services, mailing consumers return packages. Drivers will be able to collect up to 5 prepaid and sealed packages, drop them off the local post office or UPS or FedEx store. They'll charge a flat fee of $5 for the service or $3 for its Uber One members. Nearly 5,000 U.S. cities available. More at townhall.com. Are you looking for something to add to your Costco cart along with about 30 rolls of toilet paper?
How about a bar of gold? While not a typical outlet for the sale of precious metals, the members-only warehouse chain has seen its 1-ounce gold bars sell out faster than discounted 170-ounce jugs of laundry detergent. CFO Richard Galanti says the 1-ounce gold bars, sold exclusively online, are typically gone within hours of appearing on Costco's website.
Jeremy House says there's a 2-bar limit per member, and although 1 or 2 ounces of gold won't have a huge impact on diversifying one's investment portfolio, experts have noted there have been increasing investor demand for precious metals. Still, investors warn it's important to take a pause and evaluate your investment prospects and what your investment needs are. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're with us all week long. Got a big hour coming your way. Lawrence Jones at the bottom of the hour, full half hour with General Jack Keenan studio. 1-866-408-7669. We're following the breaking news, including the President Trump just gave a late endorsement to his choice for speaker. We're also seeing what is going on with this new poll that came in. It's just stunning and terrible news for Democrats from Marquette and Gallup. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
And we're not tracking, by the way, any of the money. We need to get an accounting of every dime that has been spent. And I tell you what, I will not support another penny for Ukraine.
He never did. Senator Josh Hawley, but echoing some other thoughts among Republicans about funding for Ukraine. But guess what? Vladimir Putin, in a meeting yesterday, noticed the fracture in the American caucus and said if America stops supplying weapons to Ukraine, they take the whole country.
Number two.
I have gotten confirmation that former President Donald J. Trump will be announcing his endorsement of Jim Jordan for Speaker.
That was breaking news. Kingmaker picks the speaker, and it's Jim Jordan. Yes, the 45th president, who wants to be the 47th, says Jordan will be the next speaker. If Steve Scalise is still very viable, even without the Trump power, they're still friends. I sense next week will be a circus.
Number one.
The border wall, the money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't.
Do you believe the border wall first?
No.
Of course it worked. It's not all you need, but it worked. We know that. Okay, just 20 miles, but it's a start. As millions of illegal immigrants pour into our country, for the first time, the Biden administration knows they're in trouble on this, and we all know they're to blame, and they are scrambling now to fix it. But General Jack Keane, you're in studio, and I'm just wondering, as politics gets into what you do best, and that's help America win wars, are you getting concerned at all that people no longer understand why we're in Ukraine and are beginning to fall away, their support's beginning to fall away?
Yes, certainly. And part of that problem deals with the president himself, because he's never really made the case why does Ukraine really matter to the American people? And number two is he really doesn't have a coherent strategy. I mean, staying in the Ukraine for as long as it takes is not a strategy. Most of us who understand where the administration is coming from recognize that from the very outset, what the administration really wanted was to go to a negotiation as soon as possible and don't do anything that would arouse Putin in terms of military escalation. And that is why we've had the intermittent delivery of weapons and ammunition as opposed to giving Ukraine everything that they need to win. Zelensky's strategy is unequivocally clear. Drive the Russians out of Ukraine, liberate it, its territory, free its people. And I believe that is now where most of the Europeans are, because they've come to the conclusion, Brian, that look at the sooner we end this war, the better it is for everyone. For them in terms of the funding, Ukrainians in terms of their livelihood and their people, and recovery and reconstruction can start, as opposed to intermittently delivering weapons and ammunition, protracting the war, and catering to what Putin wants. Drag the war out as long as possible. That will evaporate political support for the war in the United States and in Europe, and in the end, he wins.
Even one of these oligarchs, Abramovich, came out and said, I don't expect the Russian economy to last a year. He goes, they're going to just run out of money. And he says, yesterday, I'm surprised it's still sustaining itself. They do have money, and the sanctions have not been as effective as I thought. What is your take on the sanctions, and is it the fact that they're leaky or not enough?
The sanctions always take time, and I think they never quite meet expectations. It was true with the Iranian sanctions. It's true here. And look at Russian oil and gas is being bought at discount prices on the open market. China is doing a lot of it. Other countries are as well. Yeah, very much so. So that is their number one commodity, and it's alive and is not as well as it used to be, but it certainly is very productive for them. And the other thing is that I think the Russian people themselves are very hardy, tough people. And Putin knows they will grind this out in terms of additional hardships. He understands his people. The thing I think that would really get him in terms of domestic pushback is if he went to full mobilization. And that is why he has resisted that. When he even did a partial mobilization, he had hundreds of thousands of young people fled the country. So full mobilization is something he doesn't want to do. And when he has a death in the country, think of this, Brian. When someone is killed in the country, he gives them the equivalent in U.S. dollars to something around $60,000 to $70,000 handout to the family. And it is really quite extraordinary what has taken place. So in a sense, he's buying their loyalty despite the death of a loved one.
Well, that's pretty insane. He's calling up another 100,000. When you say full mobility, these are drafted. You just draft civilians. It's not as if they're reserves, correct?
No, I'm talking about, he's going to full mobilization means he's going to draft 19 to 22-year-olds, hundreds of thousands of them. Putin has a people advantage over Zelensky, and that's why he favors a protracted war. Also, while he has challenges with his defense industrial base, he is being assisted by others who are helping him. Certainly, North Korea is part of that story. China is giving him pieces and parts, but not the actual weapons, but giving him the things that enable weapons development is taking place as well.
And you have Iran with their drones, and Ukraine has been very resourceful in terms of what they're doing, what we give them.
Yeah, and Iran is setting up manufacturing drone plants in Russia. So I think where Putin is coming from, he believes is on his side, that the politics in the United States and Europe will actually catch up to Zelensky, and the support will evaporate. Mm-hmm. I'm not, even though there's the minority who are opposing funding in the United States, the political minority, mostly in the House, have a vocal voice. The last time a vote was dealt with, of the 433 people in Congress, 311 are voting for Ukraine funding. So it is there.
Right. Here's what Lindsey Graham said. Cut 27.
We got to fix asylum. We need border security agent increases. We need more detention beds. I think there's Democratic support for major border security reform, but we have to attach it to Ukraine. To those who say we need to fix our border, you're right. To those who say we need to help Ukraine, you're right. To those who say we need to do the border, not Ukraine, you're wrong. The vast majority of Senate Republicans would support a combination of border security, Ukraine funding, and disaster aid.
But not the majority, maybe not the majority of Republicans, but almost every Democrat, so would be able to get it out. But if the Speaker, whoever it is, puts together a bill that doesn't have Ukraine aid, they'll have to generate it possibly from the State Department. I thought Kevin McCarthy did a brilliant job in his exit interview, in his exit press conference, talking about what's at stake with Ukraine. And it was just off a question. This is off the top of his head. Cut 29.
I'm really concerned, though, long term. What's happening around looks a lot like the 1930s. A lot of actions that Putin takes is very similar to Hitler. If you are history buffs, you'll know Hitler served in the World War I army, right? He hated that his country collapsed, and they signed the Treaty of Versailles. And what did he do? He ran and created a new party and ran in democracy again and again and again until he won. And when he won, what did he do? He took the freedoms away.
And assembled a war machine. And yeah. I see a lot of similarities.
Yeah, the similarity that I see, certainly the comparison to Hitler and Putin is a real one, but it's also the similarity in the thought process that you see with the isolationists who just, let's take care of America. We got to take care of our border. Of course we do. We got an epic crime wave problem in the United States. Of course we got to get after problems like that. We got a fentanyl problem that's killed over 100,000 people in 1 year. Of course we got to get after issues like that. But in addition to that, the fact that America should not be a global leader in the world. America, post-World War II, has helped to establish peace, stability, and prosperity in the world as a global leader. And people still look to America for that kind of leadership. So when you have a dictator on the march in Europe and starting a war very similar to what McCarthy was talking about with World War II, the only way to deal with that is you have to stop him. Otherwise, he continues to expand. He promised us Ukraine in terms of an invasion. He talked about it for years, and we dismissed him. He's talked about the fact that he wants to expand the Russian Federation into Eastern Europe, which are all NATO-based countries, which means he wants to weaken NATO by taking Ukraine and then break NATO by taking one of the Baltic countries or possibly Poland. I think we should believe what his intent is. And we have his strategic partner threatening war in the Pacific. And he's been threatening it now for over 6 years. He said if unification doesn't come, reunification is a word he likes to use, then he will take it by force. And he's told his military be ready by 2027. I think we should take him at its word. And to think that we just can come back to the United States and fix all of our internal problems and stay not involved in the world out there and don't accept any risk in terms of helping to stabilize and secure, help promote peace in the world, which leads to prosperity.
Right.
We've been there before. That was the mindset of a minority of vocal Americans during the 1930s. And we have those kind of isolationists, once again, they're in a minority certainly, but they're very vocal. And it comes under the guise of America first. Well, of course we want America to be first. But at the same time, America, I believe, is the only indispensable country in the world that can exercise global leadership to help stabilize and secure the world for what? Lifting all boats in terms of prosperity. Our economic prosperity is tied to America's leadership in the world. And there's an absolute direct correlation with that. And certainly what Putin is doing in Ukraine and wants to do in Europe writ large. I mean, if we take a knee and we lose Ukraine, China wins. And Putin will reset, right. Not immediately, because he has to recover. But he will reset knowing now that the United States-led coalition in Europe has severely weakened and broken. And he's handed us another strategic defeat. We just saw what strategic defeat looks like in Afghanistan. We surrendered a country to the enemy we were fighting for 20 years. We know what the implications of that would mean if we had another strategic defeat in Europe and backed away from Ukraine and surrendered it to Putin.
And the president's going to make a major speech when we come back. We'll talk about what should be in that speech. And the president is not a great orator. Would if he could just take exactly what Kevin McCarthy said the other night, knowing we do have other things, but there's a reason why we're there. And if you actually draw it as another defeat like Saigon and Afghanistan, I think the American people would understand. So we're going to be back more with General Keane in just a moment. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Sponsored by Unstoppable Prosperity. Message and data rates may apply. All investing involves risk, so invest wisely. Today's headlines are creating havoc in the economy, but they're creating select opportunities in the stock market.
We're in a stock picker's market. No matter what direction the broad market is moving, I can show you how I find winning stocks. Hi, I'm Charles Payne. You've seen me on TV for years. And now I want to show you my strategy to find those specific stocks that can beat the market in good times and bad by giving you a free copy of my newest book, Unstoppable Prosperity.
I read the whole book back to front. I was very pleased with my results right away.
I can do better than the banks offer. I can do better than the money managers offer.
You really can beat the market.
These are the times the greatest fortunes are made.
Get your copy of Charles Payne's new book, Unstoppable Prosperity, a $29.95 value, yours free. Just pay shipping. For your free copy, text the word radio to 505-505. That's radio to 505-505.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
It's one of the greatest kept secrets, teaching the Bible to public school students during school hours, and it's all legal. Pastor Joel Penton.
The greatest missed opportunity of the American church to reach the next generation, and a few years ago, it kind of fell into my lap.
Penton is the founder and CEO of LifeWise Academy, a program that brings the study of the Bible to public school students. 70 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that students could be released 1 hour during the day for religious education, with three stipulations. It had to be off school property, privately funded, and required parents' permission. Penton already has more than 300 schools enrolled in the program in more than 12 states, with more communities coming on board. Penton says it all started in a small rural town in Ohio.
To their surprise, the very first year, 60% of the school enrolled, and by year three, 95% of the entire school was enrolled being taught a Bible class.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health, a federal agency recently dropping a music album. And it might not be what you'd expect.
If it talks to the people at CPSC.
First things first, let me tell you what the issue is.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission typically posts notices on recalls, but its newest public service announcement is a 7-track album. The album We're Safety Now, Haven't We? Contains songs from EDM, K-pop, and even reggaeton genres. Each song has safety tips targeted to young adults, from wearing your helmet when biking to putting your phone away while walking. The album is free to download and stream on CPSC's website. There's even a Spanish version of one of the songs, Protect Your Noggin. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
There have been several notices to Kyiv in the past few weeks indicating that certain kinds of U.S. economic aid will be linked to Ukraine's progress in reforming its institutions. The U.S. expects Ukraine to continue pursuing various anti-corruption and financial transparency efforts.
And that is a report on another network talking about Ukraine. They got to fight corruption. They fired like 6 defense officials before he came over to the United Nations a month ago. With me in studio is General Jack Keane. General, is it a legitimate worry for American politicians and American citizens about corruption in Ukraine, where our money's going?
Yeah. I mean, the history of Ukraine is they've had corruption. You know, it was a former Soviet system. And then when the Soviet Union collapsed, much of that model stayed in place in successive governments. They know they have a problem, and that is why, as you just noted, they removed the number of defense officials who were padding contracts and taking money from those contracts. It had nothing to do with United States military equipment that we're providing or with our donor money. But look, it's a concern. We chased this problem in Afghanistan right up until the day we left. And we had H.R. McMaster's when he was a brigadier general working for Dave Petraeus in Afghanistan. He was in charge of trying to stop it. And he's one of our best and brightest generals we've ever had. So, yeah, I mean, when it's a cultural thing so embedded in the system, it's challenging. And should we watch it like a hawk? You bet. Should we have oversight on it? You bet. All of those things should be taking place. Should we stop giving aid to Ukraine because we're afraid that some of it is going to fall in the wrong hands? No. Let's just put a system in place to make certain that the money is and follow the money and follow the equipment.
Do you think that they're getting a sense of urgency now when they hit last week, they hit Crimea, their version of the Pentagon, they see him with rockets. Do you think that the Ukraine, not only for their own preservation but for aid preservation to allies, maybe picked up the pace a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, the Ukrainians have two things that they're doing militarily. One is the close fight, which you see taking place to try to break through Russian lines, and they've had some success with that, but they got a ways to go, about another 40 or 50 miles to accomplish their objectives, and that's going to be tough. And the other is the deep fight, and that deep fight is taking place in Crimea, where their military bases are, where there's fuel and ammunition depots. And if they get all the way down to where they want to go in the southern part of Ukraine, they'll bring forward behind their lines long-range rockets and missiles, their killer drones, and they will pummel those bases day in and day out, not just sporadically like they're doing now. They will have a campaign to do that. Zelensky believes if he's able to do that, that would force Putin's hand to go to negotiations without having to actually put troops on the ground in Crimea. He thinks that is what he wants to do this year. Whether he's going to be able to achieve that remains to be seen. But that deep fight that you just mentioned is very important to them.
President's going to meet with President Xi in the next month or so. What should his message be? If there are two things that he should make sure to tell the President Xi.
Well, number one, the reason why the tension is increasing in the area, the reason why the allies, our allies, his neighbors, South Korea, Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Australia. The reason why these countries are putting their arms around the United States is because of the tension that he is causing in the region. His economic predatory nature that he uses as leverage, and then his military intimidation and coercion that he's doing in the South China Sea and in the Taiwan Straits. And he keeps threatening the use of force. The United States doesn't talk about that. The United States isn't intimidating or coercing anybody. There's no other countries there intimidating and coercing anybody. There's only one country doing this.
Yep.
And that is, I would put that right on a table with Mr. Xi and tell him, listen, tension is rising. We're getting closer to conflict, but this is what is driving it.
And although he probably knows it, but he wants to know how serious we're taking it.
Yeah, absolutely.
General, it's always great to have you in. And hopefully the president gets on board and starts telling the American people why this is all important. Thanks so much, General.
Yeah, great talking to you, Brian, and your audience. Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is just one small step. Yeah. Last point, if this is what they need to do to be legal today, were they violating the law yesterday or last month? I would say this is their job since they came into office. But suddenly there's some special thing about this one date in October 23. Americans are smart enough to see right through it.
Wieselder referring to the fact that suddenly the administration says, legally, by law, I got to put up that wall, even though it's going to be a different wall, it's going to be shorter, and it's going to be mobile. And now, after having 2 days ago, hearing from Homeland Security Secretary saying that they need a very specific barrier put up in a time-sensitive fashion, they quickly walked it back. No one is buying it. In fact, as Peter Ducey referenced yesterday, it was the first time since he got the job that everybody in the press room was asking the same topic, the same question. And we're upset that she wasn't answering. With me right now, Lawrence Jones, a co-host of Fox and Friends, as you know, and he's also got a brand new book out called American Man, Speaking the Truth About the War on Masculinity, which comes out on Tuesday, and there you are on the cover.
Thanks, brother. It's great to have an additional few minutes with you. I mean, it's as if, you know, 3 hours wasn't enough.
Right. Now you got to get some more quality time. Well, we got to have you on just for the book in particular.
Thank you. And
why I wasn't on the cover.
Right.
Because I, in so many ways, am the man that people want to be
like. So here's the deal. You don't give me a lot of credit for this, but I named Ainsley America's Sweetheart, and I said that you're the face
right.
of Fox and Friends. And this was before I even joined
right.
the show, and I still haven't changed it. I still say that you're the face of the show, and I get absolutely no credit for
it. Yeah, because, again, like I said last time, I just don't believe you mean it.
I really do.
I don't think anyone's face. We know this. When you name the show, like it's Lord the Ingram Angle, when your name's in the show.
Yeah.
It's a lot different from when the logo is more important than the show. I always realize Fox
true.
And Friends is the logo.
It is the logo.
And then they put in all these
But things. That's the unique thing about it, though. They didn't even put your name in it. And
right.
you're still the face of it. It's crazy.
All right. So the border thing, to me, is amazing. 1.7 million migrant encounters in 2021. Stunning. Until you look at 2022, 2.3. Until you look at 2023, we've already passed people coming across. And what I see now is, instead of people saying, well, I'm just going to keep doing it because there's so many people in America that like it, they have their faction of people that support them, and this ridiculous lack of border policy and refusal to enforce the law is shrinking by the day. It could result in a Republican route in 2024?
Well, when you have Donald Trump, whose signature issue was the border when he was coming down those escalators, and they demonized him for that at the time, he rallied Republicans and independents and blue dog Democrats to get his side. Okay, then you get Joe Biden take office, and he reverses everything on day one. Not just the border wall, but all the technology that was at the border as well was left to just rot. Okay, then they get upset because Greg Abbott starts sending them a problem that they wanted. They wanted to be sanctuaries. I think it's going to be a losing issue. And, Brian, it's not just, you know, white conservatives. And I hate to do the identity thing, but this is what the left does. So when you have black folks that are in Chicago city council meetings saying, what are you doing? We got homeless people there. We got crime ridden our city. Our education sucks. And you're going to bring in illegals and give them more resources? We're not tolerating that.
How about that? You're putting them on our fields. You know, we can't even have youth sports. You know, Randall's Island in New York, it literally is an island, and in it are 12 to 15 fields.
Yeah.
And they are teeming until 11 o'clock at night. They have first game. I've coached there, and the first game has been 8 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So it's nonstop, and now they can't. And now all of a sudden, these teams, like Manhattan Soccer Club, they got to go play every away game.
It's crazy.
And no more pickup games.
And no one cares?
And you wonder why people have nothing to do at night? You finally get kids to join a league, you get coaches to volunteer, and then you put illegal immigrants on their fields.
So, Brian, and I hate to do this because you don't want to make everything an election issue, but this is what the other side does. So do you think those people are going to go vote for the Democrats after they did that to their kids, after they destroyed that? They've been locked down for 3 years.
Right.
And they finally get the opportunity to have some joy. And they say, no, we're going to put a pause on that because the illegals have to take over the field. It's just, I don't think people are going to vote for that.
So if you look at inflation, you look at immigration, and you look at the economy, Republicans are grading higher in this latest Gallup poll by 20, 30 points.
Yep. Highest ever.
But on another channel, they speculate the only reason Democrats aren't panicking, because they say, even with this massive lead, it is Donald Trump. And they say he will bring the Republicans down. Quote, If they had any other candidate there, I think there'd be a real alarm among Democrats in the White House about these polls and what they're showing. Republicans or Democrats, issues like inflation, economy, and immigration. 25 to 30 point margins, what equals it out, they claim, mm-hmm. is Donald Trump. Your feeling.
They said that in 2016 as well. And I would just say this, that, you know, it's okay for them to run on emotions when people were doing well under the Trump economy in the last election. That's what they ran it on, emotion. But people don't have the luxury to just focus on emotion and mean tweets anymore. They're living paycheck to paycheck. Our crime in this country is out of control. People are getting bashed in the head. They're getting carjacked. You're letting illegals take over their kids' playgrounds. I just don't think that people are thinking about a mean tweet. Oh, by the way, the paycheck living, people having to borrow from family members and everything. I think that's what's on top of their mind.
So there was just this huge job number, too. It almost doubled what they projected. 330,000 jobs were added. So the economy is growing somehow, some way. I'm not sure it's just the government. But that's what Joe Biden's going to be telling everybody again. That's why I ran on Bidenomics. But he tried that this summer, and he fell on his face by all accord. He wasted his money. And now their money is anti-Trump ads. But what we're seeing now is Trump is leading. We saw the poll again. He's up in Pennsylvania by 2. Overall, in the Real Clear average, he's up by 3. Mm-hmm. And then we saw that 12-point advantage in the Washington Post. While they haul him into court, they're trying to bankrupt him in the fall and jail him in the spring.
I have a request for the Republicans, and because I understand how the president can be polarizing. Look, sometimes Donald Trump doesn't like some of the things that I say. Sometimes he praises me. Sometimes he'll be like,
well, LJ. Me too.
So I understand the personality, but you got to unite with the people because it's their grievances that matter. You shouldn't be so afraid of Donald Trump. You need to be afraid of what the people feel. And I think if they focus on the people, there's a reason why Donald Trump, no one has been able to take those people, but the governors that were successful. Take Kemp in Georgia. We did diners there. They said, look, I like Donald Trump, but we also like our governor because guess what? He responded to the needs of our state.
And opened him up first.
these other politicians have to do the same thing. They got to respond to what the people want. The old days of doing politics is over, Brian.
So what's interesting is today's Politico says that Brian Kemp said yesterday that he, despite the fact that he has problems with the president, he will vote for him if he's a nominee. The other thing is Club for Growth put $6 million into defeating Donald Trump, and they've only fueled him. Therefore, they've stopped funding him. For Ron DeSantis, he is losing one big donor, and then he's just lost Ken Griffin. They said, for now, we'll stop giving you money.
Wow.
The sense is of an inevitability. And when you see Donald Trump in court, you would think that that would be the beginning of the end. Mm-hmm. But I haven't seen a poll since. But seeing him in court was actually a good move, don't you think?
100%. It shows that it's a picture to the American people, because everybody knows that it's unfair. So it says to them, you can be next. And look, Ron DeSantis' people, they think I hate him. It has nothing to do with hating the governor or anything, but I predicted this early on. I said, look, I'm not some brilliant strategist. I'm not smarter than anybody, but what I do is spend time with American people in diners every single day, and I cover stories every single day, and that is the base of the Republican Party. And they're not leaving Donald Trump because they feel like he's the only guy that is fighting for them. And Ron DeSantis is not good with those people right now. They respected him as the governor, but they don't think he has done enough of the work for them nationally. And that's why Donald Trump is gonna smooth sailing to the nomination.
Well, after 2022, he picked some bad candidates, and you know, the governor nominee just destroyed the state. Maybe lost over Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz, though, is really good. Other people like Dave McCormick. I like them both. Dave McCormick's now trailing by 6 against Casey, but he hasn't really started yet. Big-time businessman, military guy, West Point guy.
Yeah.
Now he's basically a billionaire. The other thing to keep in mind, too, is that the president did not rally around Ron DeSantis to help him out because Ron DeSantis didn't ask him, and he did it. But I think if the president's not in the race, DeSantis would probably still be leading, him and Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm.
But the president got in the race, and what happened is, so did the cases start. And instead of those cases like Alvin Bragg hurting him, and I would love to play back some tape of people before, when the indictments come, Trump goes down.
Yeah.
The indictments came, Trump went up. Indictments came, Trump's get up. And guess what? All the haters covered him.
Mm-hmm.
All these, all the people just covered him because it's the number one story.
Right.
And nobody did anything. You see Nikki Haley in a plaid shirt in Iowa on a farm. No one's covering it.
Not going to work. Also, Brian, and you and I have a little bit of a disagreement on this. I think if anybody wanted to get the nomination, they have to take him on head on. You can't.
Like Chris Christie is not helping.
You can't tiptoe around the king. Well, first of all, Chris Christie doesn't govern as a conservative, so he never really had a shot. He's a moderate Republican at best. And I think there's a difference in attacking the former president on the charges than attacking him on the policy. So if you want to go after him, you got to go toe-to-toe with the former president if you're going to dethrone the king. None of those candidates really did that, so they really didn't have a shot on that point.
So you spent yesterday with Eric Johnson, mayor of Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And he switched parties, African-American guy. Here's a little of your interview, Cut 21.
The reality is there's a really big gap at this point in time between who I am, what's important to me, what I'm about, and where the Democratic Party is, and what's important to them and what they're about. And that's really come to a head since I've become the mayor. If you look at how I've governed, it's been Republican, fiscal conservative principles, pro-law enforcement, pro-public safety principles. I'm just saying, that is the kind of Republican I want to be, and we need more of them.
So what's been the response been since you switched? What was it like being with him?
You know, he's a great guy and just so smooth and calm. There's a calmness about him because he really believes in the value system. He said, look, I've been governing as a Republican mayor for the last 4 years. Just no one really knew about it. And I think the response from the community is that they know him. He's from the hood. He's from West Dallas as an Oak Cliff. He knows the people. They love him. I think he's gotten some pushback from the black elites, but those people don't control the day-to-day of the party. They can have all these opinions, but the average day voter in Dallas that knows him says he's still our guy. And I think the Republicans would be foolish not to capitalize on this opportunity. And they don't need to come in with their plan. They need to back his plan. He's the only Republican mayor in a major city. And he's saying, look, Republicans, Y'all don't have any more of me. I did a model that was a blueprint. I'm anti-crime. I want lower taxes, and I can win people over. Just back his plan.
Right. He also backed the cops.
He backed the cops. And I think that, look, BLM, as well as the anarchists and Antifa, they made a fatal mistake. Not only did they try to shut down our bridge in Dallas, Texas, and he said no go, they responded by surrounding his house, bullying his wife and kids. That ticked him off. And when you did that, It was no bueno for BLM and anarchists.
Lawrence Jones sticks around in just a moment. His book's coming out next week, and it is going to be great when you can get it. I can get it ahead of time because I've met him. America Man, the name of it. You can pre-order it now. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
These statements and information are for educational purposes only and are not a solicitation for the purchase of any insurance or financial product. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the insurer, paid for by Bank on Yourself.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. You've been lied to by the Wall Street fat cats who get paid whether you win or lose. They say risk your life savings in the stock market. But studies show people who follow that advice will outlive their savings by a staggering 10 years. They say max out your contributions to 401ks. But the man who invented the 401k now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. They say defer paying your taxes to retire in a lower tax bracket. But retirees who fell for that lie are paying higher taxes than ever. Now get a free report exposing the wealth-killing lies you've been told and discover the proven retirement plan alternative Wall Street fat cats hope you never hear about. You can get guaranteed competitive growth every year and tax-free retirement income. Get your free report now at bankonyourself.com/thrive. That's bankonyourself.com/thrive. bankonyourself.com/thrive.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streak. Can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Dozens of strangers coming together to save a man trapped makes today's Dean's List. The incredible rescue happened in Berlin when an 18-year-old was pinned beneath the tire of a bus's rear axle as he was trying to catch the bus. The driver quickly stopped when he realized what happened, and then passengers and bystanders all rallied together to elevate the right side of the vehicle to free the man. Fred Kurz was one of the volunteers who helped with the rescue and told reporters on scene that when he saw others trying to help, he never hesitated. It was clear to him this was what he needed to do. The man was treated by first responders and remarkably only had minor scrapes, some bruises, and an arm injury, and is expected to make a full recovery. Police in Berlin thanked all the people who worked together, expressing gratitude to all those who never hesitated to do something heroic that day. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with country singer-songwriter Dustin Lynch, who has a new self-reflective album, Killed the Cowboy.
Am I the best I can be? Who do I want to be in 5, 10, 20 years? What am I missing, if anything? I feel like I have my life pretty dialed in professionally right now, and I'm having fun. I've found a nice work-fun balance. But the personal life, as far as the relationship, that plus one, I miss the ups and the good times that that can bring. And it still is. It's like a constant, ongoing talk I have with myself of, who do I want to be? Am I allowing myself to be as open as I possibly can be to find someone to do life with or not?
Lynch says the collection itself helps them explore these crossroads.
Talking about what this album is, it's almost like therapy, right?
Right.
And I can kind of figure out and talk my way through.
Among tunes included the Jelly Roll collaboration, Chevrolet.
Luckily, he was available to sing on it and brought just a great soul and honesty to it.
Next. Dustin takes these songs on the road on the Kill the Cowboy 2024 tour. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You need someone who can unite the conference, and I think just as importantly, unite the conservative and Republican movement across this country. That's what I think I can do. That's why I'm running for the job. I like the job I had. Chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Chairman of the Select Committee on the Weaponization of Government, doing the work there. But I do think we have to have someone who can bring our team together. I think I'm best equipped to do that. The eight people who voted in a way that I disagreed with, yeah. We got to bring them into the fold.
That is Jim Jordan on Fox and Friends. Yesterday, Lawrence Jones here for a couple more minutes. He's making a strong case without vilifying competitors like Steve Scalise, who didn't say anything bad against Jim Jordan. This is going to be a tough fight, but I sense a fair fight.
Yeah, I think a lot of credit to Jim Jordan, founder of the Freedom Caucus, was a thorn, as I said, on Fox and Friends and Boehner's, as well as Paul Ryan's side. But over the last few years, you've seen he's kept his principles, but he's been working a lot with the establishment, trying to get them to understand the other side, the conservative wing of the party. And I think because he did that, and then the last two times where everybody tried to get him to run and said, look, run. He goes, I don't want to do it. They get him again. I don't want to do it. I just want to run oversight. Because he waited his turn. There's power in waiting sometimes. Waiting for your chance. And we're not in a time or a system of government where we anoint our leaders. But I think he was able to win over some of his colleagues. Look, I don't know how it's going to go down there in Washington. I think they're going to duke it out, but I think it's going to be a clean fight between him and Scalise because they have respect for each other.
They got to do it in one day. Yeah. I don't know how they do it. And this, you know, Congressman Graves, who might run himself, said it's going to be weeks, maybe months. They only got 9 months. I mean, how much longer do they have as in the majority?
I don't think so. And my recommendation to them would be to get in the room of the caucus. And they do whatever they were going to do on the floor there. And then they come out with who the speaker is going to be.
Have you met the Republicans? Have you seen what happened on Tuesday? Are you crazy?
But, you know, there was this sense of, from some, even some that voted for McCarthy at the end, that he was forced down their throat. And a lot of them just did not like him. They just did not like him. I was talking with some representatives yesterday, and I said, look, I go, I don't get it. Because I feel like them going for Scalise is saying it's just another McCarthy in general. So, you know, what are you going to get different? They go, Lawrence, Scalise is different from McCarthy. And these are guys that were supporting McCarthy. Yeah. And they said there's a big difference. So there's a lot of folks that just did not like Kevin. And they also didn't like that he didn't talk to them a lot. And you got to remember, Brian, he was supposed to be speaker back in 2015. He was anointed to be speaker, and they go, no go, and withdrew and got Paul Ryan to do it.
Well, they had to beg Paul Ryan to do it, and he never should have said yes.
Yeah, because then no one
and they just hate you right away. But I would say Steve Scalise is a better fundraiser, it seems.
Yeah.
Jim Jordan, I know he's got plenty of energy, so that'll be key. Show up, and maybe the money comes. I feel bad for Steve Scalise, too, because the timing's terrible. He's going through chemo. And the treatment for blood cancer.
Yeah.
How do you travel the country, fundraise, run a caucus, and deal with that?
I wonder about that as well. But Steve Scalise, and you know, he had an interview on Fox Friends this morning. He doesn't seem like that's impacted him at all.
Yeah,
but folks that know cancer know the effect that it has on people's body. We all have had loved ones that have experienced it some type of way. So we'll see. I think it's going to be a great fight. Just come out unified.
Yeah, and meantime, download or pre-order The American Man by Lawrence Jones, speaking the truth about the war on masculinity. Sadly, I am not on the cover, but Lawrence is. So it will sell. Lawrence, thanks so much.
I appreciate it, man.
See you Monday. Stay within yourself.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Gun battles continued all night Saturday. Militants holding hostages and standoffs in at least two towns. An occupied police station in a third town, Israeli forces struggled until Sunday morning to finally reclaim that building. The BBC's Joe Fletcher has more.
The bombardment has been severe. We are told by the military in Israel that they are convening thousands of troops in the area. So they are running an ongoing operation now to clear out the last remaining militants who've infiltrated Israel. But they are preparing for what they say is going to be a substantial ground offensive. That will take time to plan. And of course, ultimately, the thoughts of what happens to those hostages in any such event will be foremost in everyone's mind.
Meanwhile, the conflict's threatening to escalate with Israel's vow of retaliation. Previous conflicts between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers brought widespread death and destruction in Gaza and days of rocket fire on Israeli towns. A pair of earthquakes causing major damage in western Afghanistan, where hundreds of people have been killed.
Two earthquakes were around a magnitude 6.3, and a spokesman for the government says four villages in the Herat province sustained the brunt of the damage. There were several smaller tremors as well. Several hundred people are already reported killed in the disaster, and the World Health Organization in Afghanistan says it's dispatched ambulances to try to help. Videos on social media show hundreds of people in the streets outside their homes and offices in Herat City, which is near the Iran border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
UAW says it has no plans to expand its strike against Detroit's big three automakers after GM made a breakthrough concession on unionizing electric vehicle battery plants. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend find it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com.
A major announcement this week expected from Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Democratic presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says he has a major announcement coming up. Last month, RFK Jr. released a video saying that he'll travel to Philadelphia October 9th to make a speech at the birthplace of our nation. The news is fueling speculation he may decide to run for president as an independent.
Tasha Stevens reporting. Hyundai's adopting North American charging standard ports for its electric vehicles in the U.S. and Canada, which will give the vehicles access to thousands of Tesla superchargers across both countries as well as Mexico. Hyundai Motor North America announced all new Hyundai electric vehicles in the U.S. will come with the NACS port starting in 2024's fourth quarter, and it will begin in Canada in the first half of 2025. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. New eyewitness accounts are raising questions about a secret dig for gold.
It involves the FBI's 2018 dig for a Civil War-era gold. Two men near the excavation site in Pennsylvania say they heard loud noises and later saw an armored truck that appeared to be weighed down with something. A treasure hunter who led FBI agents to the site now accuses the agency of conducting an overnight dig and driving away with hundreds of millions of dollars in gold. The FBI denies it, saying the dig did not produce any gold. Jason Walker reporting.
New England experiencing the remnants of Tropical Storm Philippe. Rain, wind, isolated power outages expected through Sunday morning. This just 3 weeks ago, after eastern Maine and Atlantic Canada were dealt a blow by Tropical Storm Lee and its ramifications. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come to you from Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, heard around the world, wherever you are, whether it's on your listening device, whether it's on your home radio. A lot of people still gather around the radio and just listen to the show, I understand. I don't have any proof of that, but that is my image. Also, people driving in their cars, or you have your smart speaker, that could be it. Alexa, put on the Brian Kilmeade Show. So there, I helped you. This hour, we're going to be joined by Tommy Lahren and Jimmy Failia. He's going to be here together. Is this the first time they've appeared together? Do we know, Eric, Christine?
Ever? I'm not sure.
Do we know, Christine? You have no idea? All right, is this going to be good? And Senator Tom Cotton standing by. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
And we're not tracking, by the way, any of the money. We need to get an accounting of every dime that has been spent. And I tell you what, I will not support another penny for Ukraine.
Never did.
Senator Hawley, Ukraine funding in peril, and Vladimir Putin celebrates literally yesterday. Is that what America wants?
Number two.
I have gotten confirmation that former President Donald J. Trump will be announcing his endorsement of Jim Jordan for Speaker.
There you go. Kingmaker picks the Speaker, Jim Jordan. Yes, the 45th president who wants to be the 47th president says Jordan should be next. Is Steve Scalise still viable, even without Trump power? I think so.
Number one.
The border wall money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
Yeah, but you used to. Build the wall. Okay, just 20 miles. But it's a start. As millions pour into our country at a rate we have not seen before in our history, making a mockery of our laws and this administration. For the first time, the Biden administration knows, and that we all know, they are to blame, and they are scrambling to fix it. And that is not news to Senator Tom Cotton. Senator, can you believe the Attorney General, as well as the Secretary of State, as well as the Mayor of New York, are all in Central and South America trying to find out if they could stop this flood of individuals into our country? Why now, do you think, Senator?
Well, Brian, thanks for having me on again. I think why now is that we're in the final months of 2023, and when the calendar turns, it's going to be 2024. And Joe Biden knows that the disaster at our border is a grave peril for his reelection, which he seems to care more about than the grave peril it's posed to our families and communities for nearly 3 years. Look, he said yesterday, for instance, that he's got to build 20 miles of wall because the terrible Republican Congress back from the Trump era mandated it, and he had no option. Well, if he had no option in October of 2023, why didn't he have no option in January of 2021? What he recognizes is that the American people strongly, overwhelmingly disapprove of his performance on our border and immigration, and they're taking every step they can to slap a couple Band-Aids on to look like they're doing something serious, when in reality, given his behavior over the last 2.5 years, we know that if he wins re-election, it's once again going to be ollie oxen free at our border. If you show up, you will get in, and right, you will never be asked to leave.
But when you see mayors of Chicago scramble down to the border and say the federal government's responsible, and you see mayors embarrassing this administration because they're doing the job that they have really, it's not their job to go into these other countries and ask people not to come. I wonder who's benefiting. I mean, he's not benefiting politically. He's got 23% approval rating on immigration. He's got an election coming up. That doesn't win you elections.
Yeah, I think what these mayors are facing is one, overwhelming stress on their own services and systems, on their hospitals and schools and housing and so forth. At the same time, they're worried about their own political hide. So it is beneficial for these Democratic mayors and governors to take a stance against an extraordinarily unpopular president on probably his least popular issue. But again, if New York City or Chicago can't handle 10 or 20,000 immigrants total, what do we think about those Texas border towns who have to handle those just in the span of a couple days? That's why the only solution is to close our border,
right,
and to insist the only immigrants coming to this country will be those who come through legal channels. Look, Brian, you know, and a lot of your listeners may know, that under ordinary asylum and refugee standards and norms around the world, when you leave your country because you're facing persecution, you don't get to just choose where you want to go. You don't get to say, I want to go to America or Australia or Norway because they're rich, nice places to live. You get to go to the first country where you can escape persecution. So, first off, Brian, there's not really the kind of persecution in Latin America, except maybe in Cuba and Venezuela, that would justify people seeking asylum in America. But second, once you leave those countries, you may be someone seeking refuge or asylum. Once you enter another country and leave and come to America, you're no longer seeking refuge. You're a migrant. So the only people that should be showing up at our border are Mexicans, because they have no third country to go to other than to their south.
So,
but if you're from Central America or Latin America, you should not be coming all the way to America under ordinary international standards. And we should start enforcing that, just like Donald Trump did in his final days in office.
So what they're saying is more Venezuelans, 500,000 have come in minimum since the president took office. And they say they blame the sanctions put on by the previous administration, and the same thing with Cuba. And that's what the Mexican president has said as well. Is it the fault of our government or their government that there's sanctions on those countries?
Well, it's the fault of the dictators in Havana and Caracas that we have sanctions on those countries. If they would simply stop allowing such anti-American activities to be launched from their own, from their soil, if they would start acting like normal nations to their neighbors, if they would stop repressing their own people, there'd of course be no sanctions. We would be happy to welcome Cuba and Venezuela back to the civilized world of nations. But because of their virulent anti-American activities, because of their brutal oppression of their own people, they face sanctions. And again, this is another example of Joe Biden and left-wing politicians in Latin America blaming America first, as opposed to looking in the mirror if they live in those countries, or President Biden taking a firm stand for American interest and against anti-American governments.
So I want you to hear, for people who say, the president yesterday came out and said this, cut one.
The border wall, the money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what it was appropriated. I can't stop that.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
Okay. Everyone knows it's not the only answer, but they have pedestals and light poles, but they're not, there's no the electric, the roads aren't finished, and the actual wall isn't up. Do you know the report is now they're going to be smaller walls and they're going to be mobile? These are going to be like traffic dividers? We've already paid for metal laying in the desert. Why wouldn't you use that? Do you know anything about that, Senator Cotton?
Yeah, and in some cases, Brian, I think we've discussed this in the past, the Biden administration has been trying to sell that material for pennies on the dollar to avoid it being used by a future Republican administration serious about the border. Look, the simple answer is that walls and fences and barriers work. If Joe Biden thinks they don't work, then he should suggest to the Secret Service they take down the fence around the White House. As long as human beings have been living in organized society going back thousands of years,
right. They
have built walls to protect themselves. That's why we need a wall on our southern border. Now, you're correct that you cannot only have a wall or a barrier. In the Army, there's a saying that a obstacle without observation is not an obstacle. So you have to have, if you have, say, a wall or concertina wires or a minefield, soldiers or some kind of camera watching it to make, because otherwise you can always overcome an obstacle. But you have to have the obstacle. The obstacle has to be present in addition to things like Border Patrol officers patrolling it or cameras surveilling it or ground sensors detecting if people are approaching it. The obstacle has to be there to have effective observation on it.
Right. I think Joe Biden is demanding the NFL stop with the offensive lines. Those quarterbacks will be fine. So I do think we're overcompensating. So I want to bring it to Ukraine. It's another, as a man who fought in the infantry, very cares very much about the military. Here's a fellow conservative senator, Josh Hawley, on aid to Ukraine. Cut 24.
I don't understand anything that I'm hearing. I thought that the rationale for us spending billions of dollars in Ukraine was military assistance. I thought this was all about stopping the Russians. But now it turns out, oh, no, that's not even the truth. Now it's just we're going to shovel money to their government bureaucrats. It's not bad enough we fund our own DEI, critical race theory, government bureaucrats in America. Now we're funding them in Ukraine. I mean, it's just you cannot make this stuff up, Laura. And this is why the American people have had it with this. This is absurd.
So he does not want another dime. Chip Roy does not want another dime. I don't feel comfortable siding with Sean Penn and Joe Biden, but I do see the big picture, and I see this as a version of the Afghanistan withdrawal and Saigon in the 70s.
Well, Brian, you shouldn't side with Joe Biden, because although you and I support Ukraine, we don't support Joe Biden's Ukraine policy. From the very beginning, he's pussyfooted around and only given Ukraine enough not to lose, as opposed to giving them everything they need from the very beginning to win. I want to contrast, Brian, what Joe Biden has done in Ukraine with what Richard Nixon did 50 years ago this weekend in the Yom Kippur War. Israel was at risk of being overrun by the combined Arab armies. The State Department and the Pentagon were very hesitant to provide aid to Ukraine or aid to Israel. Richard Nixon heard that, and he said, in essence, send everything that shoots on everything that flies. And that decision to rearm Israel, the largest airlift in the history of mankind, bigger than the Berlin airlift, is what allowed Israel to survive as a nation to this day. That's exactly the approach that we should have taken with Ukraine, not just since the war started, but before the war started, to deter Vladimir Putin from invading in the first place. And you cited the Afghanistan collapse. There's a reason why Vladimir Putin began to mass his troops on Ukraine's borders within weeks of our collapse in Afghanistan. It's because Joe Biden projected weakness and irresolution. But from the very beginning of the war, once it did start, if we had simply provided Ukraine with the weapons they needed to protect their own territory or then to take it back and not allow Russia to dig in multiple lines of defenses, this war would have been shorter and less bloody, and it would have been better for America's interests, which I know is what you want.
Right. So where do we go from here?
Well, I think we need to continue to back Ukraine to the hilt, providing them with the weapons that they need to defend and take back their territory. I think we need to look carefully at what Joe Biden has provided in terms of his own request for funds, because there are examples of things that I think Germany or the European Union could do a better job of funding than we could. But at the end of the day, we are the only nation, Brian, that can provide the shells and rockets and missiles and tanks and spare parts and so forth that can help them win on the battlefield. And that's what matters above all else.
I would think so. I just think they ought to explain it. The president's got a major address on this topic, but people have just lost faith in him about ability to implement and be involved, let alone communicate. He has not shown the American people the respect to explain the war. He just expects us to fund the war. And then it's now linked, as Lindsey Graham says, look, I'm going to link this to the border wall funding and the border funding. I'm not going to just say sign off on Ukraine. You have to put the border in there. Is that where Senator Tom Cotton is?
Yeah. I think that would be a reasonable compromise at this point for the president to accept. Obviously, the president and Democrats and Congress are not serious about the border. But many Americans do see that Joe Biden is spending tens of billions of dollars to help Ukraine protect its own borders while our own border has effectively been erased. Now, my position all along is that we can do both of these things. There's no reason America can't protect our own borders and help turn back unlawful in wars of aggression that have invaded across international borders, like we did, for instance, in 1990 when Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. There's no reason we can't do both. Joe Biden has shown no interest in doing both. So if it becomes the position of the Congress with a Republican House and a large Republican minority in the Senate, that we can only pass legislation that includes measures to reform and protect our own border situation, while at the same time supporting Ukraine soldiers on the battlefield as they try to take back that territory, I think that may be something that Joe Biden and the Democrats have to accept.
Yeah, and Vladimir Putin obviously wants to reestablish a world order with North Korea, with Iran, with China, and taking Ukraine, being able to take the rest of it or keep what he's got and let him to recalibrate, learn from the mistakes he made, and come back stronger and begin infiltrating in these Baltic states, Baltic nations elections, and gradually take it back. And they are going to be so hard on this era of lawmakers, newscasters, journalists for allowing it to get, because the next time we confront Russia, it's going to be a lot harder, even though we're indirectly confronting them now. Do you see it that way?
I do, and it's also not just about Russia, and if Russia prevails in Ukraine, what comes next for Poland or the Baltic states. It's also about the lessons that, say, China learns about this and our stance on Taiwan. Sometimes these conflicts happen in far-off places that many Americans truly cannot pick off a map, Brian. That would have probably been the case in 1931 with Manchuria or in 1935 with Abyssinia. But if the League of Nations hadn't folded in 1931 over Manchuria, or Great Britain had stood up to Italy at the Suez Canal in 1935 during the Abyssinia crisis, the history of World War II might have been very different. In fact, there might not have been a World War II. So that's why it's always in America's interest, if you look historically, to confront aggression early, swiftly, resolutely.
And it doesn't happen if you have strength and it looks overwhelming. And we're not projecting that now. And the chaos in the House this week is not helping. Just 20 seconds on who do you think should be the next speaker?
Well, Brian, I was in the House once. I know candidates like Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise very well. I'm not going to put myself into their internal decisions. I regret that 8 Republicans made a foolish decision to side with Democrats to oust Kevin McCarthy, who was a good speaker and he's a very good man. But whoever wins the speakership, I hope is able to corral the Republican majority and get 218 votes with the conservative results that our voters sent us to Washington to achieve.
Yeah, let's not make it a circus. Senator Tom Cotton, have a great weekend. Thank you. Your call's next. Brian Kilmeade.
It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kurian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates. And you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to know how to get the same cell coverage for up to half the cost? Well, instead of spending a fortune building and maintaining their own cell phone towers, Consumer Cellular just pays to use the same towers as the largest carriers and passes the savings on to you. Pretty smart, huh? Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Sponsored by Unstoppable Prosperity. Message and data rates may apply. All investing involves risk, so invest wisely. Today's headlines are creating havoc in the economy, but they're creating select opportunities in the stock market.
We're in a stock picker's market. No matter what direction the broad market is moving, I can show you how I find winning stocks. Hi, I'm Charles Payne. You've seen me on TV for years. And now I want to show you my strategy to find those specific stocks that can beat the market in good times and bad by giving you a free copy of my newest book, Unstoppable Prosperity.
I read the whole book back to front. I was very pleased with my results right away.
I can do better than the banks offer. I can do better than the money managers offer.
You really can beat the market.
These are the times the greatest fortunes are made.
Get your copy of Charles Payne's new book, Unstoppable Prosperity, a $29.95 value, yours free. Just pay shipping. For your free copy, text the word radio to 505-505. That's radio to 505-505.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A true crime writer finds herself on the other side of the story in a fake murder-for-hire scheme. 56-year-old Audrey Trail was sentenced to death for the 2017 murder of Sidney Loof, who he met through Tinder, then strangled, chopped up, and dumped along rural Nebraska roads. Samantha Al-Rakabi was writing a book on the story and developed a relationship with Trail and, at his instruction, a prison nurse that would allegedly smuggle in contraband for him. Trail allegedly told the nurse he hired a hitman to kill her husband and can only stop the job for $25,000. Al-Rakabi was allegedly with the nurse when she withdrew the money from her bank account in 2021. She told the FBI she feared Trail would have her or her son, who was an inmate, killed, but was caught on phone calls joking with the killer about the hit that prosecutors don't believe was ever legitimate. Al-Rakabi was charged with felony theft by extortion and held on $5,000 bail. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Secondhand smoke is putting millions of Americans at risk for serious health issues. Researchers say up to 56 million adults are unknowingly and regularly exposed to toxic smoke. The American Cancer Society says those exposed to secondhand smoke, also classified as passive smoking, breathe in the same toxic chemicals and nicotine as smokers. Study authors warn that long-term exposure puts people at risk for a variety of chronic conditions like heart and respiratory disease and cancers. University of Florida researchers looked at more than 13,000 adults from 2013 to 2020. One researcher involved in the study writes, "It could be the case that for low-level exposure, maybe you don't notice it. You're in a public setting and maybe you're not even aware someone is using tobacco around you. Maybe it's so minor you forgot." The study was published in the journal Nicotine and Tobacco Research. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Let me just squeeze in a quick call, and then we have Tommy Lahren on the other side and Jimmy Failla. Michael over in Tampa. Michael, what's on your mind? The border?
Definitely the border. You know, we did this once before, put the military on the border. I did it in 98. The former chief of staff of the Army was actually my deployed commander, General McConville. We helped CBP, Customs Border Protection, and it actually stopped quite a few coming across with the 101st Airborne Division. Let's do it again.
What year is this?
1998. Bill Clinton was in office, so you got a Democrat in office, and we still did it then. We could do it again. So it's not hard. Put a division down there, stop them, support CBP. We can't arrest them. We got rules for that, but we can actually help them. I was a Black Hawk pilot. And we stopped quite a few coming across.
I know. Listen, Trump tried that, too. He was doing a lot of National Guard work. Among the people helping him out, Congressman Adam Kinzinger. He was there as an Air Force pilot, checking it out, providing surveillance, not shooting them. But that was a different time. There was people that really wanted to control the border. There's no doubt about it, Michael. This guy doesn't, but I appreciate your call. When we come back, Tommy Lahren, Jimmy Failla will be in studio. There's a lot to discuss. So glad you're here. Who's your pick for new speaker? I got mine.
What's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Warren Green, Fox News.
You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for being with us all week long. One of the craziest weeks I ever experienced because it was so unexpected as our political movement moves on. And now we try to get another speaker with us in studio are two people who don't really get along. And that's why I think this is a bad idea. Tommy Lahren and Jimmy Failla are in studio together. But there's a seat if you're watching on Fox Nation, there's a seat between you.
For the Fox Nation viewers, so they know, this isn't like COVID's not coming back.
Right. This is
genuine
tension.
Disdain.
Yes.
Disdain. Okay, I offered to phone in, so why I even have to be here with this monster?
I know.
Right. Tommy Lahren, Tommy, do you want to answer him?
Well, I called him out because he repeats his outfits.
In what way?
Which I don't.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw him in that outfit last night at Hannity, so he didn't even change for you, Brian.
I am wearing my jacket. I'm not wearing the same boots. I'm just wearing my jacket. I walked in. She's like, who's the homeless guy with one outfit?
Wow.
Tommy Lahren. Get her out of here.
It does show a friendship that she feels comfortable enough to say that, because if you weren't friendly, she wouldn't do it. Right?
Exactly.
Right. So this
just looking out for him.
Like, this is locker room talk.
Yeah, there was a time when she wouldn't have called me a homeless dirtbag.
It's nice to know.
Those are the good old days.
I just don't want the hallways to be talking about Jimmy's outfit.
Exactly.
Okay?
So I remember you came up to me, Jimmy, 6 months ago, and you said, you just wait. There's going to be a budget impasse, and Ken McCarthy's going to lose his job in a dramatic vote And all except for the, like, you got the hour wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I was off by the, they call me Jim Stradamus. Nostradamus of right. politics.
So in your thoughts about this, what has happened since the vote that went down, the chaos, we have no House of Representatives right now.
I'm more concerned that Biden, when he heard we lost the House Speaker, was like, what am I going to play my music on?
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. Listen, it should be on Bravo. You like Bravo. Should we
Bravo.
Not put the House of Representatives on Bravo? It's a Real Housewives show now.
The Real House Representatives.
The Real House Representatives of D's, a good show.
Yes,
it's a food fight.
Tell me your thought about this, where we were and where we're at.
Well, I don't think it looks good to the average American, right? So it's not that I'm a McCarthy apologist. It's just we can't govern our own party. How do we convince independents that we can govern the country? And shouldn't we be laser focused on all the problems that we have and how to fix them? I just don't think it looks good to the average American. But I do love a Congressman, Jim Jordan. I wanted him from the start. So I'm happy that he threw his name out there. That's my pick. If we got to go through this, let's at least end up with Jim Jordan.
That I would give you. Because this is the thing really quick. You're right that the party looks bad. But if they do a great job with the majority between now and Election Day, no one's going to circle back to this week and be like, oh, screw them. That's the one thing they have going for them. I don't like what Gates did. I don't like the threshold. But at the same time, they are polling at 19% approval rating in Congress, so it's not like he broke up the Beatles, okay? He broke up Chumbawamba, okay? Late-stage Chumbawamba. Again, I don't like it, but you see what I'm saying, Brian? They still have an opportunity. They have some ramp.
Put it this way. It's like the Yankees playing the Mets, and when the Mets go take the field, the Yankees just fight in the dugout.
Oh, that's true.
And you just sit there and go, what is going on here? I don't like the Yankees either, but what can I just see a game? Can we go out and legislate and do the old-fashioned debate? Did you like the way I did the baseball thing?
I did, and I'm happy to hear that you like the Mets then, I'm guessing. Yeah. If you don't like the Yankees, you got to like the Mets, so I'll take it.
Believe it or not, Tommy, I'm not a hater. But I grew up a Mets fan in an old Yankee environment. Mm-hmm. And then I became a personal mission when they went bad for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And then 86 happens. 84 happens. They start to play better. 85, they almost do it.
Yeah.
86, they do it. I go, let's dig in for 10 years of fun and success. Nothing happened.
The Mets now.
And they found cocaine.
Yeah, I was going, you went to a Mets game in 86. The third baseline was missing. You're like, come on, Strawberry. That was for the field.
Right. Or it could have been good. Let's not jump to conclusions. I got a story for you that you're not paying enough attention to. So Brian Fitzpatrick, who's a sensible, moderate Republican, former FBI guy in Pennsylvania, came on and said, listen, we were working on something behind the scenes with the Problem Solvers Caucus, aptly named, that was going to save or delay this whole vote. Mm-hmm. Here's what he told me was taking place and see if it makes sense in 24 seconds. I'm not sure it will. 18.
We said to our colleagues, can you vote present on the motion to table? Not even to table it, not even to not vacate, but just to vote present on the motion to table. That's all we were asking for was some time, Brian. And that's why there are so many Republicans in our group that are very, very upset and add me to that list. So we're going to get together next week. This is a member-driven group, and we're going to decide as a group, as a family, to figure out how to proceed.
Okay. So what he went on to say is keep the chairman Republican, ranking member Democrat. We'll equal the seats in the Rules Committee. Mm-hmm. In order to say, if you would just give us 48 hours to suppress this insurrection. Mm-hmm. They're problem solvers. They're supposed to be solving a problem.
Yeah.
God Armour wanted to do it, and Hakeem basically said, let him rot in hell.
Wow.
So I don't know if that would have helped, because McCarthy had nothing to do with this, Tommy. Let's get your take in particular. Your thoughts, if this was done and they gave up some of the Rules Committee, which decided what people vote on. Mm-hmm. The Rules Committee is much more powerful than it sounds.
Yeah.
Your thoughts if this was ended up saving McCarthy?
Well, I don't think there was anything.
I
don't think there's anything that would have saved McCarthy, because you've had Matt Gaetz in the corner from the get-go, ready to do something. I think Matt Gaetz knew he was going to do this. He needed a moment. He promised a moment, and he's just been waiting for the right time to get his moment. So I really don't think it matters. Right. I think at one time or another, Matt Gaetz was going to clamp down, and it was just a matter of time. When are the camera lights shining the brightest? He found his moment. He took it.
Your feeling on him?
So I like some of his policies, most of his policies. Personally, though, I think he'd rather be an influencer than a leader, and that bothers me. I think he likes attention, and if you like attention and you get stuff done, that's great. But as Jimmy mentioned, when you have Congress that's a very slim majority and you're playing games like this for attention, it rubs me the wrong way.
Well, yeah, no, I agree with everything she said on a substantive level. But when it comes to Gaetz, I just feel like people would like him more if just his hair was a little bigger. You know,
right,
what I mean?
And his head.
Yeah, you get the pompadour up, put a little more eyeliner on. I think people would be more committed. It's not, you know, Gates is a clown, and to her point, he wants to be an influencer. This is where McCarthy deserves criticism. This is where he deserves credit. Okay, I think he was insane to take the speakership based on that one vote threshold. I think you need to get that off the table to move forward. But where he deserves credit is he could have saved his speakership by making a deal with the Democrats. He could have sold out and given them something to get a few present votes or to get a little bit of support and preserve his speakership, but he didn't want to sell out. So to his credit, I give McCarthy, you know, he deserves credit for that.
Here's Gottheimer responding to Brian Fitzpatrick on another channel.
That is totally, I think, not a fair picture at all what happened. One, as I just said, we tried to figure out a way forward where we can encourage more bipartisanship on the floor, allow more of Democratic priorities to get to the floor. And of course, I think we would have found a way forward with the speaker. He wasn't interested in that, so it's very hard to do that under those circumstances. And again, that was his decision. But secondly, you know this, Joe, because you were there. Picking the speaker is a family decision based in the respective caucuses. In this case, of course, the Republicans are in the majority. That's their family dinner. I'm not invited to that. They make their decision.
So, number one, McCarthy wasn't even part of it.
Yeah.
So he's wrong on that. He's either speaking dishonestly or he's delusional, drunk. I don't know. But they might dissolve the Problem Solvers Caucus. Bottom line is, listen to what also he projected. Cut 19.
Well, I met with Jim last night. I will say, Brian, I get along with literally all my colleagues. There's no hard feelings, even though amongst any of us, even though a lot of us have very different views. I met with Jim yesterday. We've always had a solid relationship. He's a friend. Going to be talking to Leader Scalise today. And Kevin Hearn is thinking about throwing his hat in the ring. What we do, Brian, is we meet with these members as groups. So the Main Street Republican, Main Street group, the Tuesday group, Problem Solvers, we're going to do forums and allow them to present. And our members have questions, namely the motion to vacate, Brian. We want to make sure that that is fixed because we cannot perpetuate this problem that we saw last week.
You went on to say that he does not think it's going to go smooth. He's going to be multiple votes. And know what he said?
What?
Don't be surprised if McCarthy comes back.
Whoa!
Wow. That would be a twist.
Whoa.
I mean, I like Jim Jordan. I think he's got the votes there. But here's what bothers me. I talked to Jimmy about this last night when I was just brushing past him trying to avoid him.
It was
we talked
similar
about,
jacket?
Yes, because he was wearing the same jacket. I wasn't sure it was clean. But anyway, did you like how I did that there? I'm worried for Jim Jordan because I like Jim Jordan, and I talked to Jimmy about this last night. When's the last time that a Republican speaker was popular amongst his fellow Republicans?
Never.
It worries me because
especially
I think
Jenny
he's got a big, big future in this party. I would like to see him at some point run for president, do something big. I don't want this to soil him, and that's just my own selfish worry and concern. I think they hate anybody in that spot. Anybody in that spot is just a rhino. Like, you walk in, you're a rhino.
Well, listen. The fact that Trump endorsed him, okay, will give him some weight.
But Trump also liked McCarthy because McCarthy said nice things about him.
Trump also liked Trump for speaker 48 hours ago. Okay, Trump has technically endorsed three people in this race, himself, McCarthy, and Jordan. Okay, but if he commits to Jordan, whoever goes in there, okay, it is so incumbent that they have the capacity to whip the votes the way Pelosi did. Because at the end of the day, McCarthy's out because Pelosi could send a text message from California telling everybody to vote in lockstep to get rid of him. Okay, that's a hold she has over the party. You need somebody in that position that has that kind of heat. So the one thing Jordan has going for him, he's a very effective prosecutor, and I hope that'll help him whip up the votes.
So Jimmy Failor's here to, of course, appear with Tommy and also to emphasize to everyone that he's going to go through with it. And what I'm talking about is Jimmy Failor's Fox Nation special is at the Paramount.
Yes.
On October 13th.
Next Friday.
Yeah, so next Friday, you're going to be on stage.
And everyone is welcome except Tommy Lahren.
Yes.
With everyone else.
Because of the rivalry.
Tommy, I'm sorry, it's sold out. No, but there are a few seats left. It's the Paramount next Friday night, 7 o'clock show.
You know I'm going.
You better be there.
Right.
Okay, it's the right thing to do. A lot of your colleagues are going. Like, when I saw who RSVP'd yes, I was like, I got to get my life together.
Really?
You know,
who's going?
You want me to name? I don't know if I should name names. I don't want to put them in a bad spot. I'll tell you off the air.
Save it for your show?
What'd you say?
Save it for your show?
Well, I mean, I don't think any of them are admitting publicly that they're going.
And it could have been their assistants to just check the box.
No, it's them, but they... you know, they're telling people publicly, they're like, no, I'm not going to Jimmy Fallon show. I'm going to Epstein Island. I'm on. No. They don't want to admit they're hanging out with me. They're like, I'm visiting R. Kelly in jail. Jimmy Fallon, what are you talking about?
All right. So listen, when we come back, Jimmy will apologize to everybody he just thought would ultimately go to Epstein Island. And then we'll get back.
Name.
But listen, we all know who's going. Hannity will be there. Tom, are you going to stick around too?
Yeah, but not for Jimmy Fallon special.
Right.
Nobody
will go. By the way, Tommy's wearing a different outfit, unlike Jimmy. Thank you, Tommy, for changing.
Now, if only she had a different attitude.
Oh, that's too bad. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
These statements and information are for educational purposes only and are not a solicitation for the purchase of any insurance or financial product. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the insurer, paid for by bank on yourself.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. You've been lied to by the Wall Street fat cats who get paid whether you win or lose. They say risk your life savings in the stock market. But studies show people who follow that advice will outlive their savings by a staggering 10 years. They say max out your contributions to 401ks. But the man who invented the 401k now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. They say defer paying your taxes to retire in a lower tax bracket. But retirees who fell for that lie are paying higher taxes than ever. Now get a free report exposing the wealth-killing lies you've been told and discover the proven retirement plan alternative Wall Street fat cats hope you never hear about. You can get guaranteed competitive growth every year and tax-free retirement income. Get your free report now at bankonyourself.com/thrive. That's bankonyourself.com/thrive. bankonyourself.com/thrive.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Thank you.
breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
He said it was worth between $300 and $700 million. They were saying that it's worth $18
million. It's like they don't even try to pretend.
Yeah.
Like why does no one trust the mainstream?
If the guy says his house is worth $1 billion, right?
Yeah.
And then you come along and say, no, it's worth like $800 million. Forbes says it's worth as much as $700 million. We'll call it $700 million. Now you got a reasonable argument.
Yeah.
But if you say $18 million, like, you got it in there. That's like a palace. That place is a palace. It's 20 acres. And get the out of here. This is crazy. You can't do that. That's like too obvious. You don't give a about the truth.
And that is so true, and that's what this case has brought. We thought Alvin Bragg just showed everyone the idiocy of going after Trump at this level, but this is so much worse, this civil trial, when they're going after his wealth. And it's a real threat, legitimately threat. You can tell by the tension and stress he has and the passion he has when he leaves the courtroom. By the way, brilliant that he showed up. Mm-hmm. Tommy Lehrer and Jimmy Failor are here. They're here because they want to meet me in person, and they're also here to make sure that we know that there are just a few tickets left for Jimmy's special on Fox Nation at Paramount. It's coming up October 13th, Friday night.
Friday night, next Friday night, 7 o'clock show. You can get tickets. You can hang out with the Fox family. You got to behave, though. Okay, it's not SeaWorld. If you sit in the front, you can't touch the animals. Okay, don't get handsy with me. People like to get handsy. There's a lot of chubby chasers out there, Kilmeade.
Do you know?
They see me.
Have I ever touched you?
Not you. I'm not worried about you. Oh, I was talking about the audience.
You're looking at me then.
Dude, you're fine. I'm not letting you anywhere near that stage.
So look to the general direction.
Dude, your seat is in the kitchen.
Oh, that hurts my feelings.
I'm kidding. I love you. You've done so much to promote this. I am big.
So, Tommy, I actually think that's what's going to be my A block on the Saturday night show at 9, One Nation. Is going to be something's going on here where every time they go after him, he's getting stronger. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, Brian Kemp says, I'd vote for him if he gets the nomination. Didn't think that was happening. Number two, the Club for Growth says, we're stopped with the anti-Trump ads at $6 million. And when people saw him in that courtroom, I've been watching other channels. Nobody's celebrating this. They know this is a bridge too far. The way this is stacked against him is so amazingly tilted that even his enemies are saying, this is not making me comfortable. We read a column in the Washington Post with Ruth Marcus. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that or no?
I agree, but I also think this has been part of the strategy with all of the indictments and all of the issues that Trump has had in the last year and a half. The raid kicked it off, and then actually the impeachments kicked it off, and then the raid, and then the indictment, 1, 2, 3, 4, and now this and that. So I think this has been the strategy of the left. They want to run against Trump, so they want to bolster Trump, but now they're like, okay, maybe we are going a little bit too far. But either way, they kind of win, though, because even if they make him get some people behind him, those people that hate Trump are still not going to vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. But the people that are on the fence about Trump DeSantis will probably go for Trump because they feel like they're being threatened. So it's strategically very smart on the left.
Mm-hmm. I think they overestimated their intellect.
Yes.
And their strategy. I don't know how you feel.
Yeah, they don't realize, that this is really not a referendum on Trump. It's a referendum on the justice system. People don't believe in the legitimacy of the justice system, which is sad. Okay, but that's why indictments aren't stopping him. There was a time in our youth where if a politician got indicted for anything, he resigned that night, and that was the end of it. But now these indictments don't mean anything because the Justice Department doesn't mean anything under Merrick Garland. But it's so absurd, okay? The clip you played when we bumped back, that was Rogan, talking about how they're trying to devalue, Mar-a-Lago to make their case about him overinflating his assets. Okay, what the house down the block sold for $53 million. Mar-a-Lago's three times the size. It can't be worth $18 million. I mean, just think, for the classified documents in the bathroom alone, you got to be able to get another $30 million for that.
So right now, people who do the Gallup poll have never seen anything like it. Mm-hmm. On inflation and the economy, on immigration, Republicans would prefer 25, 30, and 25%.
Wow.
And they say that normally, according to this, I was listening to Morning Joe looking at a clip this morning, the Marquette poll has him winning 51-48, which is pretty significant. Mm-hmm. Trump head-to-head with Biden. They say normally Democrats would be very upset by this, in a panic mode, but they said they believe that the hatred towards Trump will balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you feel?
That is what I feel, and I also feel that they have a little bit of comfort and serenity because I still don't think Biden is going to be their nominee. So I don't think that they care. I've maintained this since January. I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom.
Yep.
How we get there, I'm not entirely sure how you work out the Kamala part of that, but I think that they're not worried because they know that Joe Biden right now is a placeholder, and they know that right now he's failing, so Trump looks like he's doing better, but then they put a Gavin Newsom in there, and it changes everything. That's why they're not panicking, in my opinion.
That's so interesting because I just think they have total faith in that Trump can't win.
Yep.
And I think Trump is gaining popularity. And the other selling point is every one of President Biden's policies are blowing up in his face.
Yeah, everything. You know, but you can't underestimate Biden because he's telling everybody he knows he's going to beat Richard Nixon.
Right. Okay.
He's going to take him at that debate, take him out to the woodshed. What a mess. He's right, though. Newsom's running, and he's just trying to look like the accidental nominee.
You don't think do you think there's a primary?
No, I think Newsom ultimately wants to run, but he's graciously endorsing Biden, so it looks like he's reluctantly running when Biden finally gets off the ticket.
I mean, it's a primary challenge.
Yeah, no, not at all. Mm-mm. But he's so committed to not running, he's debating Ron DeSantis on Hannity at the end of November. He's so committed to not running. You can go to GavinNewsom.com and make a donation just to find out how hard he's not running.
Without Trump, who's your pick on the Republican side?
Ron DeSantis.
I'd say DeSantis or Haley, just because I'd want to see it blow up in the Democrats' face that the first female president is Republican. It would be hilarious.
So and you're also thinking about jokes.
Yeah, I think
all right,
jokes.
Tommy, we're going to watch you on OutKick every time you're on. And also, Jimmy, go check out a show at the Paramount Friday night.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.